so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Fans, while enjoying today's game, remember to watch out and avoid any flying bats and balls. The Mudcats, their affiliates, the owners of Five County Stadium, Major League Baseball, and their respective employees and agents are not responsible for any injury, damage, or loss of any kind caused by flying bats, balls, or other objects. Do not enter or throw anything on the field of play at any time. Please do not lean over railings at any time. Please do not touch, lean, or stand against the nets. The national anthem has been sung, the players are warming up, and there is only one thing left to do before we start tonight's game. Let's head on down to the Jacob, who is tonight's Southern Seeds play ball kid. Let's hear it, Jacob.
Play ball!
Fans, take a look down the left field line. If a Mudcats player hits the Spring Hill outfielder sign on the fly, one lucky Mudcats fan will go home with a grand prize courtesy of Spring Hill Outfielders. Outfitters, visit the UNC Health Johnston Fan Center behind home plate.
Well, it's the final three games for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. These Mudcats will move out to Wilson, North Carolina next year to play the Wilson Warbirds as the new affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. But Kannapolis still has three games to rewrite some history and complete their time against the Mudcats at Five County Stadium on a high note as the Ballers and the Mudcats square off for Game 4 of this six-game set. Hi, good friends. Dan Lodi on the call for you today on the free audio stream on kcballers.com and the MILB's official app. The Ballers have lost the first three games of this series. Last night, the fastest nine-inning game of the season. It was an hour and 57 minutes to play nine innings of baseball. It was a very quick game last night. For the Ballers, the key tonight is going to be getting to Wande Torres, the starter for the Mudcats on the hill. The left-hander has allowed runs in every outing this season, except for his first all the way back in April. Nathan Archer leads things off. First pitch at 6:32 is lifted foul. It's nothing and one, and we are underway at Five County Stadium. Again, 6:32, your first pitch time. Wande Torres on the hill against Nathan Archer in the box for the Ballers. There's the 0-1. Check swing, and he goes around on it. Doesn't really matter. It's a called strike. Nothing in two. Archer, Sprinkle, and Arxie Hernandez. There's two Hernandezes in the lineup now for the Ballers. Torres winds 0-2. Inside corner, three pitches and one strikeout. Bring him up, got him looking. It's a called strike three. Archer is the first strikeout victim of the night for Wande Torres. And now with one down, it's Jordan Sprinkle, the designated hitter. Sprinkle and then Arxie Hernandez do up as Kannapolis looking again for their first win of this week against these Mudcats. Wande Torres on the year 1-6, a 5.69 ERA. Start number 17 on the season for him. He checks swings On that first pitch, does Jordan Sprinkle, goes around on it. It's nothing and one. Sprinkle in the box. Getting another start in the lineup for Chad Pinder against Wande Torres. From the wide, here's the 0-1. Low went inside. It's a ball. One ball and one strike. Sprinkle, a fourth rounder in 2022. Out of UC Santa Barbara, fourth rounder by the White Sox. Into the lineup today on a two-game hit streak, four-game on-base streak. Torres from the windup. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a looping fly ball foul down that right field line. And the fan makes the grab out there. Good work. It's one ball and two strikes on Jordan Sprinkle. Again, last night, the Ballers falling 2-0 in a very fast contest. As it looked to break through against Wande Torres here in this first inning. 1-2, swing and a miss in the dirt. So the catcher, Ordonez, will tag Sprinkle. It's a K in the book for Torres. Two outs and nobody on base for Arxie Hernandez. Arxie Hernandez batting third in the order for Kannapolis today. George Wolko in right bats fourth. Rony Hernandez catching bats fifth. Caleb Bonomer at short bats sixth. Seventh is Miguel Santos at second base. Seventh is Santos. Eighth is Grant Smith at first. And batting ninth is the center fielder Abraham Nunez. This one catches the corner. Arxie Hernandez down now at nothing and one. Torres is 6 foot, 390-pound lefty, 20 years of age, international free agent signee. Swing on the 0-1. This one lifted into center field and right at Braylon Payne. And it's two strikeouts and a flyout for Kannapolis. It's a very quick top of the first. 1-2-3. Bottom of the first, we go on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back. It'll be the Mudcats batting for the first time. Payne, Mate, and Pena when we come back.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Well, it's essentially murderer's row for the Carolina Mudcats to start off the bottom of the first. Payne, Mate, and Pena against Luis Reyes on the hill. First pitch at the bottom of the first is a ground ball through and into left. It's a base hit for Braylon Payne on the first pitch, just like that. And it's one on for the Mudcats. Nobody out for Jesus Mate. Payne leads it off with a single. Now Mate and Pena to follow against Luis Reyes. So Mate in the box with Reyes on the hill. 6 foot, 290-pound right-hander from Las Terrenas, Dominican Republic. 17th start of the year for Luis Reyes. First pitch to Mate. Fastball up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes on Jesus Mate. Number 8 overall prospect in baseball. Number 1 in the Brewers organization. He's already in a good spot here with Payne on at first. One ball and no strikes, Reyes from the stretch. He'll come set. Here's the pitch. Just on the inside edge. One ball and one strike on Jesus Mate. Mane on the season, batting .279 as a switch hitter. 21 doubles leads the Mudcats. He does have 4 homers and 46 RBI. Ball on a strike, Reyes is set. Payne with a good lead at first. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payne is at first base, as mentioned, 23 stolen bases. This Mudcats team does like to take off. Mane, who's at the plate, leads the team with 40 stolen bags this season. Reyes on the hill against the Mudcats for the second time this season. He's got a 33.75 ERA entering the night against Carolina. The 1-2. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Ronnie Hernandez, and it's the first strikeout of the night for Luis Reyes. And now Luis Pena do up. Mane down on strikes on a foul tip. One on, one out for Luis Pena. Pena, another top 100 prospect, number 34 in all of baseball. Another young 18-year-old in this Brewers organization that has been lighting it up. First pitch just misses on the outside edge. It's 1 ball and no strikes on Luis Pena. Eric Batante, DH, batting cleanup for the Mudcats. Fifth is Tyler Rodriguez in left field. Reyes sent on the hill. Here's the 1-0. Fastball misses low and inside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Reese Walling at first base, batting sixth. Seventh is Pedro Ibarguin in right field. And then it's Jerry Holguin out at third base, batting eighth. Batting ninth, rounding it out is Edgardo Ordonez. Runner goes on the 2-0. It's a strike of the plate and no throw in a second. Braylon Payne has a strikeout. It is his stolen base, 24th of the season. So Payne is on at second. They did call the ball at the plate, so it's 3-0 on Luis Pena. Reyes having some difficulty against this Mudcats second baseman. 3-0 pitch on the way. Pena in no rush to swing, and he takes a fastball up and in for ball four. So there's a walk issued. Two on and one out in the inning. And two up is Eric Batante. So Batante, yet another top 30 prospect in the order for Milwaukee. All four of these top guys in the order are top 30 Brewers prospects. Two of them top 100 prospects in baseball. It's a very loaded lineup for Carolina, a team that entering tonight is first in the Carolina League with a .244 average as a team. Reyes winds first pitch to Batante, misses up and away for ball one. Reyes on the season 4-7. The right-hander has got a four-seam fastball, slider, cutter, changeup. He's allowed runs in every outing last season with the Complex League team. In 3 outings in July, he's allowed 4 runs in those. Runner takes off, Payne for third. The throw goes towards third from bottom of the shortstop, and it hit Payne and gets loose in a foul ground. And they're going to give Payne home, and Pena third base on the play as the ball landed over there in the dugout, but it looks like the ball hitting Braylon Payne, and he's shaken up. Again, they're going to rule that Payne will be given home, and then Pena is going to be given third. But Payne currently is on his rear at the third base bag in an obvious discomfort. Athletic trainer for Carolina, Lauren Gottschall, is out to check on Braylon Payne. Last year's first-round pick by the Brewers, number 9 overall in the Milwaukee organization per MLB Pipeline. Another one of those guys that has just been so highly regarded. He gets hit in the back of the head on one of those throws that looked like a picked-off caught stealing. So the Mudcats are going to get a lead in the bottom of the first inning here, but it's certainly not the scenario that they'd like to take that lead. As Payne is going to get to his feet, and he looks like he is going to be taken away from this game. As again, that was kind of a scenario where you get hit in the head, you don't want to mess with it too much. So it looks like Jose Anderson is is going to be the new pinch runner. Now the umpires motioning over, and they will give Anderson home on the play as the ball got loose in the dugout. That's a weird scoring call here, as technically Payne gets the stolen base, and then in the same play is lifted on the E6. So the run does score. Pena's at third base with one down. Pena gets credit for the stolen base as well. It's an E6 that moves him up. So relieving him is Jose Anderson. So runner on third with a 1-0 count. One down, we're in the bottom of the first. Carolina is up 1-0. And Kannapolis already with their backs against the wall here. That's the sixth run allowed by Luis Reyes against these Carolina Mudcats this season in about an inning and two-thirds. Betanti still at the plate. One ball and no strikes. Pitch on the way is a hard hit line drive foul. That's going to get out of play, and it's one ball and one strike. Pena's at third base. And now it's Anderson in the leadoff spot for the Mudcats, with Payne being removed from this game. 1-1 from Reyes. Fastball upstairs. Hernandez out of his crouch, and it's 2-1. And Betanti currently at the plate. Tyler Rodriguez on deck. Reese Walling in the hole, batting sixth at first base. Infield plays in with a 2-1 count. Reyes on the hill. Wide and off for the 2-1. Swinging a high fly ball in a right field, looking up Wolko, and that ball is out of here. Eric Betanti with another home run. He's hit a few of those this season. As Betanti launches a two-run shot, it's his 15th home run of the season, and that gives the Mudcats a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. Reyes has now, for the third time in his last four outings, allowed at least three runs in a single game. So now Tyler Rodriguez, the left fielder, digs in. One out, nobody on base. Well, Luis Reyes, last time out, got back on track with three shutout innings here against these Mudcats, has allowed a couple of runs early on. His first pitch is fouled off. It's 0-1. Here on Tyler Rodriguez. Rodriguez in the lineup today for manager Nick Stanley from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Batting .214 on the season. He's got 42 hits, 3 doubles, 2 home runs. 0-1 from Reyes. Swinging a foul tip into the mitt of Rony Hernandez. It's 0-2. Rodriguez has reached base twice in a row in each of his last two games. It's been a very solid stretch of offense for Rodriguez at 5'10", playing left field tonight. 0-2. Swing and a foul tip. Just got a piece of it. It's still 0-2. Kannapolis in the K-Town red tops tonight. Gray pants, all red caps with the Kannapolis K on the front. The Mudcats in their blackout Friday uniforms. It's black on black with white piping. Numbers and script. 0-2 chopped towards third. Arxie Hernandez makes the play, and the throw on a first is in time for the out. 5-3 on the ground out. That's the second out of the inning. And now Reese Walling at first base digs in. Defensively for Kannapolis tonight, Archer, Nunez, and Wolko. Hernandez, Bonomar, Santos, and Smith left to right in the infield. Behind the dish is Rony Hernandez. Reese Walling in the box. Lefty padded 6'6", batting just .138 on the year. Does have 8 extra base hits. This one's skied high and foul on the first pitch. 0-1. The Mudcats up 3-0 bottom of the first. Luis Reyes has allowed a couple of runs early on here. 0-1. Fastball just misses off the plate. It's one ball and one strike. Kannapolis already in a bit of a hole. They're looking for their first win of the week. 1-1. Ground ball fouled on the first baseline. One ball and two strikes. Reese Walding batting 138 on the season. He does have 26 hits in 62 games. Undrafted free agent signee in 2022 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Spent last year here in Carolina as well. The 1-2 from Reyes. Fastball outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. It's a strikeout for Reyes. His second of the game. And ends the first inning here at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. The Ballers do trail 3-0 after one. They'll look to bat next. Wolko, Hernandez, and Bonnemer. When we return to the Ballers Baseball Network here in Zebulon.
Baseball is normally listed for $8. You can get it for $5 in the Tackle Box store located behind home plate. Follow along with the Mudcats wherever you go at CarolinaMudcats.com. Shop from the team store online, buy tickets to a future Mudcats game, see upcoming promotions, and even listen to today's broadcast as you enjoy the action. As always, all home games and select road games are streamed live through the Valley Live app, MILB.TV, and MILB First Pitch app. Fans, are you or do you know a local hero today in attendance? Go down to the UNC Health Johnston Fan Center and sign up to win a one-of-a-kind Hero of the Game hat, a pack of Mudcats tickets, and the best prize of being on the Mudcats video board by being Hero of the Game. Stick around after tonight's game as we light up the five-county stadium sky with post-game fireworks presented by CBS 17. We have fireworks after every Friday Mudcats home game. For tickets, visit CarolinaMudcats.com or call the Mudcats ticket office at 919-269-2287. This inning presented by Kanki Japanese House of Steaks and Sushi. Kanki, the Triangle's choice of for hibachi serving Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. Leading off in the top of the second for Kannapolis, right fielder number 24, George Wolko.
Lefty-lefty matchup to start off the top of the second. George Wolko in the box. First pitch on the way from Torres. A fastball outside edge. Nothing in one. Wolko, Ronnie Hernandez, Caleb Bonnemer due up. Bonham's in the top of the second here at Five County Stadium. Torres is 0-1. Just misses low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. Wolko in the box on the season has been very impressive for Kannapolis, batting 215, but he's the team leader in homers with 9. He swings on the 1-1. It's a backspun line drive to second, and Pena makes the catch. It's an L4 in the book for Wolko, who's 0-1. 4 up, 4 down for the Ballers against Wande Torres, and now Ronnie Hernandez 2 up. Ronnie Hernandez in the box for his first at-bat of the night, batting 263 on the season, 3 homers, 25 RBI. The lefty bat has certainly found his stride as of late. Torres from the line, first pitch. Fastball just misses inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Hernandez in his last couple of games certainly has gotten on base at a little better clip than in the rest of this past season. 1-0 on the inside edge. One ball and one strike. 237 in his last 10 games. You go to his last five. Hernandez batting 263. 1-1 from Torres. Fastball up and in. Two balls and a strike on Ronnie Hernandez. Hernandez in the box. A top 30 prospect. At least he was scraping the top 30 at the end of last season. Shuffled down a little bit in the Sox org. 2-1. Fastball taken low and outside. 3 balls and a strike. Favorable hitters count. Hernandez, one of those guys that finished last season with more walks than strikeouts. Torres from the line. Hitters count. 3-1. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Straight back. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. 35th year of Mudcats baseball here in Zebulon. It's their final as well. A move to Wilson next year, and the Ballers We'll have to travel a little further out. Payoff pitch from Torres. Swing a pop-up. This one's going to drift into the seats and launch over our heads. And roll back into the stands. Right in front of us here. It's a full count on Ronnie Hernandez still. One down, top of the second. Mudcats up 3-0. Hernandez digs in. Torres is set on the third base side of the rubber. Payoff pitch. Ground ball weakly hit towards third. It'll be Holguin making the play, throwing a first. In time for the out. 5-3 on the ground down for Ronnie Hernandez. Two down, Caleb Bonner, the shortstop, digs in. Caleb Bonner gets his first crack against Wande Torres. Torres shuffling to Bonner in the sixth spot for Chad Pinder and the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this game. Bonner digs in. First pitch from Torres. Swing and a pop-up, drifting down that first baseline, giving chase Reese Walling, and he runs out of room. It lands in the seats down the line. It's nothing and one on Caleb Bonner. Bonner batting 248 on the season, 70 hits, 7 home runs, 41 RBI. 1-for-4 yesterday, 1-for-7 this week against the Mudcats. Torres from the wide, 0-1 to Bonner. Low one inside, it's 1-1. Bonner, the number 6 overall prospect in the White Sox organization after the recent reshuffle. Those pipeline riders redoing it, the rankings as of a couple of days ago. 1-1 pitch is low and inside. It's 2-1. Bonner, the White Sox second-round pick last year out of high school up in Michigan. 2-1. Torres winds. Here's the pitch. High fly ball in a left field hit well. Backtracking, Rodriguez looking up, warning track, wall, and it hits off the base of the wall. Bonner is going to turn it in for second, and he skides in safely. Slides in over there at the second base bag. It's a two-out double for Caleb Bonner, and the Ballers have found some offense in this top of the second. One on and two outs for Miguel Santos.
Now batting second baseman, number 6, Miguel Santos.
Miguel Santos with one on and two outs. Gets another crack here at Wande Torres. 247 on the year for Miguel Santos. This week, 2-for-10. First pitch delivered from the left-hander. Just misses off the plate. 1-0. Santos at second has dipped around the infield a little bit everywhere. Third base, shortstop, second base. For manager Chad Pinder, undrafted free agent pickup out of Dallas Baptist last year. The 1-0. Ground ball weakly hit to second. Backhand effort from Pena and a throw in to first. In time for the out. 4-3 on the ground out for Miguel Santos. That's the third out of the inning. One hit for the Ballers. No runs, no errors, and one left on base. Bottom of the second we go in Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Ballers trailing 3-0. I'll look for some help from their defense. So we return to the Ballers Baseball Network.
With over 30 escape rooms and 9 shooting games to choose from, Caps Entertainment is the premier VR arena in North Carolina. For more information, check out our website at capsentertainment.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
And now it's time for the Mudcats and Caps Entertainment Giant Cornhole Contest. Today we have Zach in yellow against Xander in red. They will each have 3 throws to try to make it on the hole on the giant cornhole board down on the field. All right, let's toss. And it looks like Xander in red is the winner. Fans, grab your friends and family and head to Caps Entertainment for nonstop laughs and excitement. We have cornhole, mini golf, mini bowling, and even axe throwing. We are located on Airport Boulevard in Wilson. Check us out on Facebook or Instagram or at capsentertainment.com. We'll be right back. Leading off for the Mudcats here in the bottom of the second, right fielder number 6, Pedro Ibarguen.
Pedro Ibarguen leads things off, bottom of the second inning at 5 County Stadium in Zebulon. The Mudcats are over York Annapolis Cannonballers 3-0 at the moment. First pitch is a swing and a miss from Luis Reyes for strike one on Pedro Ibarguen. Ibarguen, Holguin, and Ordonez do up. Bottom of the second. Ballers trailing at 3-0. It looks like it was a pitch clock violation to start the at-bat, so it's 0-2 rather on Ibarguen. Reyes in his second inning of work. The right-hander winds 0-2. Just misses a bit outside. It's 1-2 on Pedro Ibarguen. Ibarguen, 5'9", 19 years of age, from Miranda, Venezuela. Undrafted free agent signee in 2023. 1-2. Fastball right down Broadway. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And it's a strikeout for Luis Reyes, his third of the night. Two strikeouts in a row for the right-hander. One down, and it's Harry Holguin. Harry Holguin, third baseman for the Mudcats in this game, digs in for his first crack at Reyes. First pitch, swing and a miss. Big swing and no contact made. It's nothing and one. Holguin batting 149 in 26 games of the Mudcats this season. Three doubles, a triple, no homers. 0-1 from Reyes. Fastball up and in, and it's 1-1. Holguin is 26 games with the Mudcats. Just added a couple of weeks ago by the Milwaukee Brewers Single A Club. 1-1 is a line drive right to third base. Arxie Hernandez makes the catch. L5 of the book for Harry Holguin. And now with two outs, nobody on base, Edgardo Ordonez. Well, Reyes, after a bit of a tumultuous first inning, has settled in nicely here. Couple of base hits from that top of the order. Payne, Pena, and Batanti all getting on base in some form or fashion. First pitch is a pop-up from Ordonez. This one's going to drift into the seats. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. And it's no balls and a strike. Top of the order for the Mudcats awaiting. It's Jose Anderson. Bottom two, Carolina up 3-0 on Kannapolis. Reyes on the hill and work from the line. Here's the 0-1. Check swing. Did he go around? No. Yes, he did, actually, says Reginald Webb. It's nothing in two. Reyes was named Carolina League Pitcher of the Month in June. Had a really solid month. 2-0, a 0.36 ERA. He's definitely taking it back to earth here in July. He's had a couple of rough outings. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. You never know it in this bottom of the second. Two strikeouts, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Luis Reyes on the hill. He has four strikeouts after two innings. That's going to send us into a break. Kannapolis will bat Smith, Nunez, and Archer when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Zebulon.
Okay, fans, it's time for Money's Wheel of Cans. Round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. It's time to dance.
Sure.
this inning, presented by CEI, the digital office technology at your fingertips. Leading off for Kannapolis. Here in the top of the third, number 9, first baseman Grant Smith.
Well, the Ballers are in a bit of a hole, top of the third. They trail 3-0 to Carolina. Just not enough offense as of yet against this lefty, Wandé Torres. First pitch to Grant Smith, misses low and inside. One ball with no strikes. Smith, Nunez, and Archer do up top three here in Zebulon. 1-0. Pin outside, 2-0. Smith, Nunez, Archer, Grant Smith. First look at the Ballers Baseball Network for him. Free agent pickup in 2024 out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Former Kentucky Wildcat. He swings and just gets a piece of it on the pitch. So it's 2-1 on Grant Smith. Grant Smith playing at Kentucky to wrap up his collegiate career. Before that was at Incarnate Word. 2-1 from Torres. Fastball inside corner. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Career 376 on base percentage in 5 years of college baseball. 31 hits in 37 games last year in the Complex League. 2-2. This one tapped just foul down that third baseline. Count runs to 2-2. Torres with a total of 2 strikeouts through 2 innings. He's allowed just the 1 hit. 2-2 on the way. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Hits off Torres. Mate fields it, and the throw on a first will be in time for the out. It's a 1-6-3 technically in the book as it hit off of Torres. Mate makes the play at the shortstop position. So 9-hole batter Abraham Nunez due up with one down and nobody on.
Now batting center fielder, number 22, Abraham Nunez.
Nunez into the box for the first time tonight. Batting 198 on the season. 43 hits, 1 homer, 15 RBI. First pitch from the lefty, Torres. Another lefty-lefty matchup. This one catches the zone. It's nothing and one. Corner infielders playing in for Carolina. The speedster Nunez at the plate. Mate playing up the middle and short. 0-1. Low one outside. Trying a breaking ball, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Can the shift illegal? You have to have 2 infielders on either side of second base. Mate playing as close up the middle as he can. 1-1 from the lefty. Fastball up and in. 2 balls and 1 strike on Abraham Nunez. Pena playing pretty much in the gap at second base. And then Reese Walding not quite hugging the line, but getting there over at first. From the line, 2-1 from Torres. Nunez tanks up and in for ball three. 43 hits. He didn't play yesterday. 1-for-7 this week with an RBI. Hitting better against right-handers this season. Against lefties, just 162. Hitters count 3-1. Here's the pitch. Line drive towards third, diving effort by Holguin. It's into left field for a base hit. And Abraham Nunez has a one-out single. Ballers with a runner on with one down. Nathan Archer digs in.
Next up, number 4, Nathan Archer.
So Holguin had played that pretty much straight up. If the defense was straight up, it still would have been a single. It would have went right through the hole between Holguin and Mate. One on, one out. Top of the order, Archer digs in. A strikeout looking his first try against Wandé Torres, who now steps off on the rubber, and he'll buy himself some extra time. Nunez a very solid lead over at first. 14 stolen bags and 21 tries. He was going to take off first pitch, but he went and slipped and is back in at the bag at first. It's a 1-0 count. This one just missed outside to Nathan Archer. Nunez was going to break, but ended up slipping on the infield surface. First pitch was a ball from Torres. Second pitch misses outside in as well. And it's 2-0. Archer batting 222 this week for Kannapolis. 3 hits in 10 at-bats. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts for Archer. 2-0. Archer takes again outside. It's 3 balls and 0 strikes. Archer on a 12-game on-base streak. It's the longest on-base streak for any Kannapolis batter this season at this point. At least active. 3-0 count, pitch to Archer. Fastball outside for ball four. And that'll put two runners on base for Kannapolis. Torres losing a bit of that feel for the zone. Two on and one down for Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle in the box is now the catcher. Ordonez out to talk to Wande Torres. Sprinkle hasn't had the best of stretches at the plate here since rejoining the Cannonballers last week. But that being said, a guy that is known to put up some good fights at the plate. Good speed of the base paths with one down for Sprinkle. Sprinkle batting 274, 1 for 4 yesterday, 2 for 8 on the week. Torres set on the hill. Kingston offers the first pitch. A line drive and a right. Backtracking Ibargüen has to reach. It's over his head. It's going to trail towards the wall. Nunez is going to be given the wave home. Headed for third is Archer. The throw from the infield. Peña throws to third, and he's out at third. Sprinkle is going to move to second. All kinds of mayhem breaking out here at Five County Stadium. A run does score for Kannapolis. Nunez crosses the plate. Archer out at third on a 9-4-5 on the putout. So that's the second out of the inning. Sprinkle will get credit for the single and then advances to second on the play. So Kannapolis gets one back. They trail 3-1. Now Arxi Hernandez in the box with a runner on second and two outs. Torres is set now. Sprinkle dancing at second. First pitch to Arxi, outside edge, nothing and one. Arxi Hernandez, first time up, flew out in a center right at Braylon Payne. Has been removed since from tonight's game. Jose Anderson out there in center now. 0-1. Outside, one ball and one strike. Well, Jordan Sprinkle, 26 stolen bases. He's at second base. Got a lot of speed over there on the base paths. Ball and a strike. Torres's pitch. Low one inside. This one gets by the catcher, Ordonez, and Sprinkle scurries for third. He'll be there safely, and now the Ballers have the second run of the game 90 feet away. Wild pitch from Torres. So now Arxi really just has to get a base hit. That will automatically score Sprinkle. A ball in play even does wonders. As if you're Kannapolis, is trying to find your way back into this game. Runner on third with two outs, 2-1 count on Torres. On Hernandez. Torres on the hill. 2-1. Breaking ball just missed off the plate, and the counter runs to a hitter's count, 3-1. Ballers with five roster moves today. Two releases by the White Sox org, and then two new pitchers and a new infielder. Hitters count 3-1. Torres is set. Sprinkle at third. Here's the pitch. Arxi takes up an in ball four, and the Ballers' inning will continue. Every single batter since this second time through the order has reached base for Kannapolis. So now runners on the corners with two out for George Wolko. So first time through the order, Wande Torres looked pretty unhittable. Second time through the order, a walk, a single, and a walk. Ballers have adjusted well, and now the pitching coach Blake Nation out to chat with Wande Torres. Wolko lined down to Luis Peña at second his first time up. We've got a prime opportunity here to provide some offense for Kannapolis. There is a left-hander warming down the line for the Mudcats. Looks like it's Anfernee Reyes, who is the victim of a whole lot of offense back when these two sides played in May. Down at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis will be back home at Atrium Health Ballpark on Tuesday. Kick off a six-game series. The Delmarva Shorebirds, single-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Be sure you grab your tickets. KCBallers.com, 704-932-3267. As the Ballers host the Orioles single-A club for the first and only time this year at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll go in the box with two outs and two on. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside edge. Nothing and one. Wolko demoted to the number 9 overall prospect in the White Sox org. Still not too bad. 19 years of age. The lefty has been sharp as of late. 0-1, a ground ball to the left side of the infield, through and a left base hit. Sprinkle scores, and up to second goes Arcy Hernandez. George Wolko, an RBI single, makes it a 3-2 game in the top half of the third. It's a one-run game, 2-on, 2-out for Ronnie Hernandez. Well, something's clicked for Kannapolis this second time through the order. Walk, single. It's now a one-run ball game. The ballers have found life in this top of the third. If trends keep trending, Hernandez will get a walk here. Two on, two out, first pitch. A line drive right to first, and Reese Walding, who is all of 6'6", able to make the catch at first for the out, L3, for the third out of the inning. Well, the ballers get two back. They still trail 3-2, but offense definitely showing itself out in this top of the third against Juan de Torres. We'll be right back, top of the order. It'll be Anderson, Monte, and Pena when we come back at the Ballers Baseball Network live in Zebulon.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Top of the order, Jose Anderson in the box against Luis Reyes. First pitch from the right-hander on the outside edge. Nothing and one here on Jose Anderson. Mate and Peña to follow in this top half, the bottom half of the third. 0-1, a broken bat looping line drive towards short, and Bonnemer ranges to his left and makes the catch for the out. It's a L6 off the bat of Anderson for the first down. He's now 0-1, and Jesus Mate in the box. One out, nobody on. Ballers down 3-2. They put two runs up, though, in that top of the third inning. Jesus Mate with one out and nobody on. First pitch. Line drive up the middle into center base hit. One out single for Mate. He's on base for the first time. On one out, and it's Luis Peña. Luis Peña walked his first time up. Came around to score on a stolen base. An error and then a home run from Batanti scored him from third. Peña at second base, normally playing third for Nick Stanley and the Mudcats. Can move around the infield as needed. First pitch, Mate takes off. Swing and a miss at the plate. Rather a foul tip, excuse me. And it's nothing and one. Peña getting just a piece of it. Number 34 overall prospect in baseball. Number 3 in the Brewers' org. Only behind Jesus Mane and some guy named Jacob Mizurowski, who's lighting up the radar gun up at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Pena in the box, 0-1. Fastball inside edge from Reyes, nothing in two. Reyes, until Mane had that single, sat down 6 Mudcats in a row. Really, once you get past the top four in the order, Reyes has looked like a completely different pitcher. Nothing in two, the count. Reyes offers the pitch, swinging a ground ball to short. Bonnemer will flip to second for one, on to first. And Grant Smith, holding on to the bag, is there. It's a 6-4 three-double play. And Mane and Pena both sat down just like that. And that's the end of the bottom of the third. 6-4-3 in the double play for Luis Pena. 1-2-3 in an unconventional way. We're one-third of the way home tonight here in Zebulon. The Ballers down 3-2 with Juan de Torres taking the hill. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live at Five County Stadium.
Serving up Southern Comfort since 1956. Thank you to McLean's Old Time Cafe. Tonight's U.S. Foods Restaurant Spotlight. This inning is presented by 94.7 QDR, today's best country.
Fans, Adrian Melth is committed to the best health care for all, from discovery to everyday moments. Adrian Melth is redefining care. Visit adrianmelth.org for more information. Adrian Melth, the official health care provider of your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Nothing and one, the count on Caleb Bonnemer, Miguel Santos, Grant Smith to follow. 0-1 from Juan de Torres, a swing and a miss on a changeup. Bonnemer fooled by the breaking stuff, and it's nothing and two. Kannapolis looking to get back into this game. In a situation here where they trail by one, they're able to put up a couple against Torres in that third inning. 0-2 just misses off the plate. It's 1-2. Bonnemer, Santos, and Smith do up for the Ballers. There is a very intriguing right-hander warming down the line for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-2 just misses off the plate. 2-2. It is the right-hander Matthias Lacombe. The Frenchman getting loose down the line in right for the Ballers. 2-2 from Torres to Bonnemer. Fastball up and in, and the count runs full. Torres, this second time through the order, it's been night and day, essentially, here in this game. Kind of mowed through the order the first time up, but now the second time through, all but one Baller has reached base. Payoff pitch, Bonnemer swings a foul tip, and it's 3-2. That one landed off the backstop. Off the netting here at Five County Stadium. This broadcast booth is pretty high up there. And it is very warm. This one fouled off down the line. The count is still full on Caleb Bonnemer. There is zero air conditioning in this booth. And it's very toasty. Heat index in the triple digits and then some today here in North Carolina. Hottest weekend in North Carolina I think I saw since 1900. It is a roasting evening here in Zebulon. We're playing baseball. Full count on Bonnemer. Payoff pitch from Torres. Fastball up and in and out of the glove of Ordonez, and it's ball four. Bonnemer draws the walk. It is the third walk for this Ballers lineup, second time through the order. So three walks for Torres tonight, one on and nobody out for Miguel Santos. Miguel Santos, first time up, grounded out to the second baseman, Pena. Monomer has some speed over there at the first base bag. Not a ton compared to some of his teammates, but didn't miss by much. This one catches the zone. It's nothing and one. A 1 count with nobody out. Top of the fourth. Ballers down 3-2. Torres on the hill. Pitch on the way to Santos. Just misses, but it catches the inside edge, says home plate umpire Dakota Kilgore, and it's nothing and two. Up to the count with Grant Smith awaiting on deck. Bonomer at first. Torres winds pitch on the way. Fastball inside corner. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And Torres comes back and gets his third strikeout of the night. He gets Santos peeking at a fastball on the inside edge. One down and a runner on for Grant Smith. One down for Grant Smith. First time up, he grounded into a 1-6-3. It was one of those ground balls that kicked off of the arm in Torres, and then Mate able to make the play. Runner goes, a throw in a second, and nabbed at second. So Bonomer is out. He's the second out, and Grant Smith with a swing and miss. Now has an 0-1 count, so it's a 2-4 on the caught stealing. So all of a sudden, two outs and nobody on base for Grant Smith, who has an 0-1 count. Time called, the ball got loose down there in the Ballers' bullpen. 0-1 count with two outs. Santos on the play, struck out, so Smith in the box. Swings and misses, nothing in two. Grant Smith still trying to find his way at the plate. Batting 077 entering tonight. Tonight is 0-for-1. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, went after a ball in the dirt and tagged by the catcher Ordonez. So it's a strikeout for Torres, unconventional, but it's a 1-2-3 inning. That sends us into the bottom of the fourth. Kannapolis down by one still, and it looks like it's a new arm out of the pen. And we come back to the Ballers Baseball Network live at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. It's the single-A debut of the Frenchman, Matthias Lacombe.
Get set, go! Come on, Judson, go! Let's hear it for Judson. Go, Judson! Here he comes. He's rounding third. And it looks like Judson is our winner. Their home run mix, which is available here in the park at the Funnel Cake concession stand on the third base side of the stadium. Whirligig Popcorn Shop in downtown Wilson, where free samples are popped daily. Leading off for the Mudcats here in the bottom of the fourth, number 10, Eric Matanti.
Well, welcome to Kannapolis. technically welcome to Zebulon, but its first appearance in a Kannapolis uniform for Matthias Lacombe, the Frenchman, 6 foot, 285 pounds, 23 years of age. Lacombe on the hill. First pitch, a swing and a miss on a fastball inside from Betanti. Nothing and one. It's Betanti, Rodriguez, and Reese Walling against Lacombe. Lacombe, a 12th rounder in 2023 out of Cochise College out in Arizona. Just outside of Bordeaux, France. 0-1 on the way. Betanti swings and misses. Up and in on the fastball from Lacombe. It's nothing and two. Lacombe appeared in 12 games this year for the Complex League team. 0-1, a 2.52 ERA. 0-2 on the way. Betanti takes low and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Lacombe is a top 30 prospect, number 29 overall in the organization for the White Sox. The Frenchman shown the life on the hill with a fastball. 1-2 count, Lacombe's pitch to Betanti. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and welcome to K-Town, Matthias Lacombe. It's a strikeout of Eric Betanti here to start his day. One down, it's Tyler Rodriguez digging in.
Next up, number 28, Tyler Rodriguez.
So the first single-A strikeout for Matthias Lacombe is Eric Betanti, a top 30 prospect of the Brewers' horn. Not too bad. One down for Tyler Rodriguez, the left fielder for these Mudcats. Today 0 for 1 with a ground out. Lacombe's pitch, fastball up and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Three innings for Reyes on the hill. He did allow three runs through those three innings, but he did pick up a couple of strikeouts and then some. 1-0. This one just misses off the plate, and it's 2-0. Reyes, three innings, three hits, three runs, all earned. One walk, four strikeouts. Lacombe is the second pitcher of the night for Kannapolis. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a fly ball into left center. Nunez trails over, and he camps under and makes the catch for the out. Second out of the inning. Rodriguez down on an F8. Nobody on base. Two down for Reese Walling. There is a right-hander tossing in the pen for the Carolina Mudcats. Griffin Tobias is getting loose, assumingly near the end of the night for Wandy Torres. Lacombe with 8 pitches, 5 strikes. He's looked pretty sharp to this point. First pitch fouled off down the line. Nothing and one on Reese Walling. First time up, struck out looking against the starting arm, Luis Reyes. Lacombe is the second French player ever to be drafted. He's trying to become the first Frenchman to ever reach the major leagues. He started playing baseball in France after he was growing up. He was playing rugby, and he just decided he really didn't like it. He was more of a baseball guy. Of course, baseball in France, not exactly the top sport of choice. But he still found his way here at the professional level, at the highest level in the world. 0-2 the count on Reese Walling. Professional baseball here in the United States, of course, is the creme de la crop. 0-2 inside edge, and it's one ball and two strikes on Reese Walling. Well, Lacombe, the Frenchman, impressing already with the high velo in the mid-90s already in this contest. One ball and two strikes. Here's Lacombe's pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Matthias Lacombe, three up, three down in his first inning as a Cannonballer. And that's going to send us into the top of the fifth when we come back. The Ballers will get a chance to avenge. They trail by one. We'll be right back after this break. Nunez, Archer, and Sprinkle do up for the Cannonballers.
Entrees, desserts, and extravagant catering menu. Something Different Cafe has become a staple in Wilson, North Carolina, and beyond. Give us a call at 252-291-0889 or visit us at 3342 Airport Boulevard, Northwest, Wilson, North Carolina. Something Different Cafe. We're ready to serve you.
Say, fans, if you would like to get Muddy and Minnie Muddy's autograph, now is the time. Visit the DRB Homes open house behind home plate to meet them both. Now it's time to strike out your trash. Find one of our staff members in the beautiful yellow vest making their way through the crowd and dispose of all your trash in your seating area. By striking out your trash, you're helping keep Five County Stadium one of the cleanest in all of baseball. fans, please turn your attention to the field or up on the video board as the award-winning grounds crew are working hard to keep the field in game shape. The Mudcats would like to thank Southern Seeds and Fairway Green for everything that they do to help keep the field in game shape. Let's hear it for the grounds crew and their sponsor, Barnes Equipment, your number one Massey Ferguson and Kubota dealer in North Carolina. This inning presented by 1-800-PACK-RAT, moving and storage made simple. Now pitching for the Mudcats, number 24, Griffin Tobias.
Well, both teams now in the bullpen here in this top half of the fifth. Kannapolis will have to face off against Griffin Tobias, 5'11", 195-pound right-hander, 20 years of age from Hammond, Indiana. Ninth rounder by the Brewers in 2024. His first pitch to Nunez finds the zone, and it's nothing and one on Abraham Nunez. Archer and Sprinkle to follow in this top half of the fifth. 3-2, Mudcats on top. 0-1 misses just a smidge low, but it catches the zone. Nothing and two. Tobias becomes the second pitcher of the night for these Carolina Mudcats. Starter Wande Torres, two runs in four innings on four hits. Tobias winds 0-2. Nunez takes low for a ball one. Final line for Wande Torres. Four innings, four hits, two runs, both earned. Three walks and four strikeouts. For the starting left-hander for Carolina, now Griffin Tobias on the hill. 1-2. Nunez swings and got a piece of it, and they'll see another one at 1-2. Kannapolis trailing by one. They're out-hitting Carolina 4-3. They out-hit the Mudcats back on Wednesday. Just could not find any source of runs despite the offense. 1-2. This one lined foul. Down into the dugout, around to the bullpen area for Carolina. 1-2 on Abraham Nunez. Again, Archer and Sprinkle to follow in this top half of the fifth. Tobias Wines pitch on the way. Fastball, and this is just a bit inside. It's two balls and two strikes. Nunez, 1-for-1, and a single his first time up. Came around to score in the frame as well, back in that third. 1-2 from Tobias, swing and a miss. Changeup fooled Nunez, and he's down on strikes. First strikeout of the night for Griffin Tobias. One down, Nathan Archer digs in. Nathan Archer, strikeout and a walk. On this game so far, Tobias entering the night. This is just his third appearance in a Mudcats uniform. 0-0, a 1.50 ERA. First pitch just misses off the plate. One ball and no strikes on Nathan Archer. Tobias, six innings, one run on four hits. He works quickly, 1-0. Line drive past the outstretched glove of the third baseman into left field base hit. Nathan Archer has his first of the night, and he's on base for the second time in this game. 13 games in a row, Nathan Archer has now reached base. One on, one out for Jordan Sprinkle, the designated hitter.
Jordan Sprinkle now back.
Jordan Sprinkle in the box, the designated hitter for Chad Pinder. Tobias Wines, first pitch. Sprinkle swings. This one lifted foul. That'll end up hitting the roof. That's going to roll back into the seats. No balls and a strike on Jordan Sprinkle. Single and a strikeout for the righty bat. Snap throw over to first. Diving back in Archer at first base. A guy that can steal a bag if needed. Both teams in the bullpen, both with hard-throwing right-handers. Archer, 18 stolen bases, 25 tries. 0-1 is Sprinkle. Just misses off the plate. One ball and one strike. Pleasure to have you join us tonight on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dana Lodi on the call for this game four, this six-game series with the Carolina Mudcats for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-1 to Sprinkle. Just misses low, and it's 2-1. Game five tomorrow, 5 o'clock first pitch. It'll be a pretty good pitching matchup. Caleb Sophie gets the start tomorrow against Bryce Message. Runner goes 2-1. Sprinkle grounds this one towards the left side of the infield. Third baseman Holguin makes the play, and the throw on to first is in time for the out. It does move Archer up to second, so it's a productive ground out for Archer. Two outs and a runner on second for Oxy Hernandez.
Next up, number 20, Oxy Hernandez.
Holguin has been kind of a busy man on that left side of the infield. He's definitely taken a couple of balls away from Mane at short. Hernandez digs in, one on, two outs. First pitch from the right-hander, outside edge, nothing and one. Kannapolis will not win the series on the season with Carolina. Ballers only winning one of the six games back at Atrium Health Ballpark, and they're 0-3 to this point at Five County Stadium. So misses inside, 1-1 on Arxie Hernandez. Rather, they won two games back in May at Atrium Health Ballpark. Here in Zebulon, they're 0-3. Down by one in the top of the fifth. Hernandez swings a fly ball on the 1-1 and a left. Trailing back Rodriguez, and he'll reach, and he makes the catch of the warning track for the out. There's the third out of the inning. Hernandez on the F7 is the third out of the inning. That sends us into a break. Bottom five, Matthias Lacombe will take the hill with me again when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Zebulon.
Oh, now that's an epic pepperoni stuffed crust pizza like no mouth has ever seen.
All right, fans, it's now time for our Papa John's Dance for Your Dessert Contest. Today we have three contestants, Nova in pink, Miracle in white, and Sarah in red, and they will be dancing for their dessert. We will play a song and they will dance to the music. When the music stops, we will be asking for your cheers to determine who is the winner. Let's get this dance off going. All right, fans, let's hear your votes first for Nova in pink. All right, Miracle in white. And Sarah in red. And it looks like Miracle is the winner. Leading up for the Mudcats, number 6, Pedro Ibarguen.
Bottom third of the order due up against Matthias Lacombe. Pedro Ibarguen digs in. The right fielder 0-1 today with a strikeout looking against Reyes. First pitch from Lacombe is just on the inside edge. Nothing and one on Ibarguen. Lacombe in inning number 2 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-2-3. Got two strikeouts in his first frame in the bottom of the fourth. A one pitch. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to be backhanded by Santos. The throw in a first is in time for the out. 4-3 on the ground out. Ibarguen hauled it up the baseline. And it's in time for the out. 4-3. One down. And it's Harry Holguin. Two up for the Carolina Mudcats, the third baseman. Ballers down 3-2. They're out hitting Carolina 5-3. The exception of that first inning, Carolina hasn't had much success against these Kannapolis right-handers, Reyes and Al Lacombe. Righty sets. First pitch to Holguin. Is just going to miss inside for a ball, 1-0. Ordonez awaiting on deck, bottom of the fifth. Carolina leading 3-2. Kannapolis out hitting the Mudcats. They'll get another opportunity. And that's sixth inning. 1-0. Just misses off the plate, and it's 2-0. Holguin lined out his first time up. That was all the way back in the second inning. It's been some time since Holguin's taken his turn in the box. Lacombe said, here's the 2-0. Outside edge, 2-1. Middle infield playing back for Kannapolis. Outfield playing pretty much straight up. Lacombe comes set. Kicks and fires, 2-1. Smith is off the plate, 3-1 on the fastball. And Holguin is one ball away from reaching base for the first time in this one. Lacombe has sent down all four batters he's seen. Trying to preserve what is a zero ERA at the moment. Hitters count, 3-1. Fastball misses off the plate, ball four, and it's a one-out walk. Holguin will get his first turn on base. One on, one out for Edgardo Ordonez. Edgardo Ordonez digs in, lefty bat. First time up, struck out swinging against Luis Reyes. Lacombe set. First pitch from the right-hander is on the inside corner. Nothing and one. Certainly can see that Lacombe, at least at this point, is very comfortable in this scenario pitching against left-handed bats. Normally, the lefty bats would have an advantage against the right-handed arm. Kannapolis' new French right-hander certainly looks comfortable against lefty bats. 0-1 misses outside. One ball but one strike. Lacombe, as mentioned, 12 games in the Complex League, 9 starts, 35 2/3 innings pitched, 50 strikeouts, just 11 walks. First appearance for him since July the 17th. This one fouled off over our heads. One ball and two strikes on Edgardo Ordonez. One ball and two strikes, a runner on. Bottom five, ballers trailing 3-2. Lacombe's pitch just misses off the plate. Two balls and two strikes on Edgardo Ordonez. Very good crowd on hand here at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Friday night fireworks. It's just a bit of a toasty one. As long as you grab a cold drink, I guess you can manage your way through this one. 2-2, a snap throw to second, to first rather. Back in safely, Holguin. Lacombe comes set. A very bright blue glove at the belly button. 2-2, runner goes. Strike call to the plate. Snap throw to second, then he's safe.
That's stolen base brought to you by Swain Law. Small town values, big city results.
So two outs now here in this fifth inning. Two outs and a runner on for Anderson. Lacombe set. Righty winds first pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to right. Drifting back, Wolko. A little bit of a jutting wall in, but Anderson will make the fly out count. Wolko makes the catch. It's an F9. That's the third out of the bottom of the fifth inning. Through five, ballers trailing 3-2. We'll be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network live in Zebulon.
We have Suite 1, Weathermaster. Suite 3, UCB. Suite 4, the Lindsays, Quentin and Samantha. Congratulations, you are expecting twin girls. Suite 5, Joiner Government Affairs. Suite 7, happy birthday, Trevor and Jackson. Suite 8, Sweeter Life Ministries. Suite 9, Wake County Mayors Association. We would also like to welcome Free Will Baptist Children's Home is joining us in the Sky Lounge. Mannheim is joining us in Money's Picnic Pavilion. Wake County Mayors Association is up in the party deck and Spring Hill Outfitters Tree Stand. Happy birthday, Rachel Upchurch, Amy Penner Family and Friends, Faith NC Youngsville, Franklin County EMS Sea Ship, Kenley Church of God, Dale's Family and Friends, American Heritage Girls NC0517, all the churches that participated in today's Home Supply Drive. Leading off for Kannapolis in the top of the sixth, number 24, George Wilco.
Still Griffin Tobias on the hill. George Wilco leads things off to start the top of the sixth inning. Ballers down 3-2. First pitch from the righty Tobias. A swing and a miss. Wilco is now behind at nothing and one. 0-1 count. Time called. Wilco will buy some time before the 0-1 count from Griffin Tobias. Wilco tonight, a hard hit single in the third inning, produced an RBI, and then a line out towards Pena, as this one smoked down the line on the 0-1. It's going to one-hop the wall, and Wolko's going to dig for second. Throw comes in from left. It won't be in time. Wilco in safely with a leadoff double to start the top of the sixth. Second hit of the night for George Wilco. Third hard hit ball of the game. And now a leadoff double means Kannapolis has the tying run on base. Nobody out for Ronnie Hernandez.
Next up, number 11.
Rony Hernandez, ground out and a line out tonight, 0 for 2. Wilco stands at second base. Baller is down by one here in this top of the sixth. First pitch to Rony Hernandez, fouled off straight back. It's nothing and one. Hernandez 0 for 2, one of only a few cannonballers who've not produced a base hit. Wilco at second has some speed about him. Can take off if needed. He's in double digits and steals on the year. Tobias steps off on the hill before the 0-1. He'll buy some time. Ballers have now doubled up the Mudcats in hits, 6-3. Wilco, 21 stolen bases, 27 tries. 0-1 to Hernandez. Fastball misses inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Hernandez, with one swing of the bat, can tie this game up. Wilco has speed, as mentioned, so a ball in play makes things interesting. 1-1 from Tobias, swinging a foul tip off the end of the bat from Rony Hernandez. It's 1-2. Elsewhere tonight in the Carolina League, 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Salem up on Charleston. Top of the third, Augusta and Hickory tied at 2. Myrtle Beach up 4-0, bottom of the second on Columbia. Busy night in the Carolina League as always. The 1-2 to Rony Hernandez is a swing and a foul tip. Again off the end of the bat. And still 1-2. Wilco at second, top of the sixth. Kannapolis down 3-2. Big spot for the ballers to get back in this game and tie things up. Cannonballers looking to avoid losing their fourth game in a row. The Mudcats have won 8 in a row. 1-2. Fastball, just a smidge upstairs. Hernandez takes wisely, 2-2. Mudcats in the midst of an 8-game win streak. Definitely have found their stride in the second half of the season after they had a good lead in the first half and then coughed it up to the Lynchburg Hillcats in the final week or so. 2-2 fouled off by Rony Hernandez. Straight back, count remains, 2-2. Seven games in a row. The last time the Mudcats lost a game, July 11th, against the Fredericksburg Nationals. 2-2 on the way. Hernandez swings. That's a fly ball. That lands foul. Still 2-2 on the Ballers' backstop, Rony Hernandez. Caleb Bonnemer is on deck awaiting. Top of the sixth. Wilco a decent lead at second. Mate holding him at the bag. Tobias Sett kicks and offers the 2-2. Little ground ball squirted into left base hit. Wolko is going to give it the stop sign at third, and it's a wise move. The throw comes in quickly from Rodriguez. Rony Hernandez has a single. He's now 1-for-3. Runners on the corners with nobody out for Caleb Bonnemer. Probably a wise decision again from manager Chad Pinder to hold Wolko at third, as Hernandez just kind of threw his hands out there trying to put a ball in play. Got good enough contact to muscle it through the infield into left. Runners on the corners, nobody out for Bonnemer. A double and a walk for Caleb today. First pitch is swing and a miss. Four strike one on the outside edge. Bonnemer in the biggest spot of the game for Kannapolis at this point. Top of the sixth. It's a one-run game. Tobias delivers the 0-1. Low and inside. 1-1. Ball and a strike on Bonnemer. Miguel Santos awaiting on deck. If the inning is able to be a continuation for Kannapolis, and it's likely going to be that. A ball in play here ties this game. The 1-1. Taken outside for ball two. Even a walk means a ball in play makes it a tie game. Tobias in a bit of a pickle in this top of the sixth. 2-1 to Bonnemer. Line drive into left base hit. Wolko will trot home and score. Up to second, Hernandez, and Caleb Bonnemer is not in this game in the top half of the sixth. 3-3 your score in Zebulon, as Bonnemer's RBI single knocks this game at 3. And the Ballers right back in the swing of things against these Mudcats. 2-1, nobody out. Miguel Santos 2 up. Three straight base hits for Kannapolis against this right-hander Griffin Tobias. So after two runs in the top of the third off of the starter Wande Torres, now they get one in the top of the sixth against the bullpen arm. Santos shows bunt, lays one down. It's a beauty. The only play will be to first, and they get the out at first. Pena has to cover with the corners charging in, but both runners advance. Hernandez to third, Bonnemer to second. Santos out on a 2-4 put out at the first base bag. There's the first out. Now Grant Smith digs in. 2-1, one out. Infield has to play in for the Mudcats.
Number 9, Grant Smith, now batting.
So now Griffin Tobias is at risk of letting runs 2 and 3 on his night cross. One down for Smith. 0-for-2 tonight with a ground out and a strikeout. First pitch. Swing and a foul tip. He got just a piece of it. Nothing and one. Well, the Ballers could use a ball in play here, that's for sure. Smith 0-for-2. Going to get on base for the first time in this game. Tie game 3-3. 0-1. Low one outside. One ball and one strike on Grant Smith, the first baseman. Rony Hernandez at third. Caleb Bonnemer at second. Infield playing in for Carolina. Outfield playing straight up. The 1-1. Smith grounds one to short. Mane looks the runner off. Throw to second and safe at second. Bonnemer gets back in the bag. Gets second safely. And everyone's safe. So a fielder's choice puts Grant Smith at first base. Bonnemer gets back in at second safely, and now its base is juiced with one out for Abraham Nunez. Interesting choice by Mate to go back to second. He'd already pretty much looked the runner off.
Next up,
Bonnemer didn't want to go down without a fight, and Pena took the base at second. Thought what it would be, and very easy out number two. Set its bases loaded, one out for Nunez. First pitch misses low and inside for ball one. Well, now the Ballers have backed the Mudcats into a corner. Top of the sixth, the tie game. Big spot here for Kannapolis with Nunez at the plate. 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. Tobias' pitch, Nunez swings, he gets a foul tip. One ball and one strike. Nunez at 19 years of age. international free agent pickup in 2023. In the ninth spot for the Ballers, not the highest of batting average. That being said, still a very dependable bat. The 1-1, taken low and inside, blocked by the catcher Ordonez, 2-1. Again, a walk gives Kannapolis the lead. So Griffin Tobias at risk of, by far and away, his worst outing as a Mudcat. Bases loaded, one out, top of the sixth, 3-3 your score. Here's the pitch to Nunez. Fastball inside again for ball three. And now the plot thickens like a good country gravy. Three balls and one strike on Abraham Nunez. Nathan Archer, top of the order, awaiting on deck. Corners in for Carolina, 3-1. Nunez takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count runs full, 3-2. High tension action here in the top of the sixth for Kannapolis. They've already tied the game. Can they take the lead? Full count with one out. Tobias's pitch, swinging a ground ball foul, and a hit off the foot of Nunez. He's in some discomfort. So he'll walk it off, get some time. 3-2 your count on the Ballers center fielder, Abraham Nunez. Approaching twilight time here in Zebulon, Five County Stadium, 35th and final season of Mudcats baseball here in this town. Payoff pitch to Nunez, fastball low and inside, ball four, and the Ballers have taken the lead on a bases-loaded walk at the top of the sixth inning. Rony Hernandez trots home, Bonnemer to third, Smith to second, and Abraham Nunez with a bases-loaded free pass, hands Kannapolis a 4-3 lead. With one down, top of the order, two up, it's Nathan Archer. Well, patience pays off for Kannapolis. After the first time through the order, it looked pretty grim. Second and now third time through the order have looked much better. Nunez draws the BLBB in the scorebook. Hernandez is a second run to score. Still bases loaded, one down. Archer is due up, and Blake Nation, pitching coach for Carolina, is out talking to his infield. Left-hander Bjorn Johnson is getting loose down the line for the Carolina Mudcats. Pacific Northwest product out of Seattle, Washington. Nathan Archer, 1-2. At this point, a single, a walk, and a strikeout. One down, first pitch to Archer. Fastball low and inside for a ball, 1-0. So Bjorn Johnson getting loose, and I'd assume he has to get loose a little sooner than later here if these Mudcats want to stay in this game. Ballers certainly have the momentum. Four runs on eight hits at this point of the game. 1-0 to Archer. Swing and a miss. Changeup fooled him. It's 1-1. Nathan Archer, 12 games in a row entering the night, reaching base. Made it 13 earlier. Ball and a strike with one out. Corners in. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Archer went after another changeup outside. 1-2. Jordan Sprinkles on deck awaiting. Top of the sixth, Kannapolis up 4-3. Bonnemer at third, Smith at second. Abraham Nunez at first. Tobias said, 1-2 the count, here's the pitch. Archer swings and misses, it's another changeup. Three straight changeups and Tobias has a strikeout. That's the second out of the inning. Second strikeout of the night for the right-hander. So now base is loaded, two outs for Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle, a strikeout, a single, and a ground out. Two outs, first pitch. Low and inside in the dirt, blocked by Ordonez. It's 1-0. Jordan Sprinkle certainly with a chance here to provide a little bit of offense for the Walters, who already have taken a 4-3 lead. Tobias on the hill comes set. First base side of the rubber. Now off for the 1-0. Looping fly ball foul down the first baseline. 1-1. Arcy Hernandez awaiting on deck. Top of the sixth. Canapolis in a spot here where they can add a little cushion to their lead. 4-3 over these Mudcats, who are a formidable force at the plate themselves. The 1-1. Fastball inside edge. Sprinkle didn't like the call, but he'll have a 1-2 count. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Infield playing back now for Carolina. 1-2. Foul ball. Got just a piece of it. Straight back off the netting. 1-2. Lefty still loosening for Carolina. It's Bjorn Johnson. Assumingly will enter if Tobias can't get out of this frame cleanly. One ball and two strikes. Sprinkle digs back in. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Change up fooled Sprinkle and fooled Archer as well. And Tobias gets out of the frame with a strikeout of Archer and Sprinkle. The base is loaded. But Canapolis does manufacture the two runs necessary. And they take a 4-3 lead after 5.5 here in Zebulon. Ballers to the field. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live at Five County Stadium.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Well, Canapolis with a 4-3 lead at this point in the bottom of the sixth inning at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Still Matthias Lacoma on the hill, the French right-hander, and his Canapolis debut tonight on the hill for inning number 3 of Ork. First pitch to Jose Anderson on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. Excuse me, it's not Anderson, it's Jesus Mate at the plate. Mate, Pena, and Batanti two up. It's a tough three in the order for Carolina. 0-1 to Mate. Fastball just a bit inside, and it's 1-1. Jesus Mate, a strikeout and a single tonight. Number 8 overall prospect in baseball. Very highly regarded lefty bat. Switch hitter, actually. 1-1. Fastball right down Broadway. Lacombe has a 1-2 count. Pena waiting on deck, bottom six. Mate batting 281 on the year. 84 hits, 4 homers. 1-2. Line drive up the middle. Bottomer makes the play. It's short. Throwing to first and pulls Smith off the bag. An errant throw from Bottomer at short. Means the Mudcats have a runner on in this bottom of the sixth inning to start the inning. With one on and nobody out, Luis Pena digs in. hard hit grounder up the middle from Jesus Made. It's an E6 that puts the runner on. Now Luis Pena digs in. Beautiful play by Bonnemer, but throw does pull Smith off the mat. Made a good lead over at first. Pena gets the first pitch, a fastball that runs up and in. Count is one ball with no strikes. 1-0 count on Luis Pena. 0-1 tonight with a walk and a ground into a double play. 1-0 runner goes. Lacombe's fastball is upstairs. Snap throw to second. And Jesus Made has a stolen base in this bottom of the sixth. So Made, or did they call him out? Oh, they said he ran the base. He overran the base. So Made is called out. They said he overran the base. And the tag applied by Santos means he's an out. 2-0 from Lacombe. Just a bit outside to Pena, and it's 3-0. From here, it looked like Made was well safe and then some. The throw was on the mark from Hernandez, but it is ruled a caught stealing as they say that he overran the bag at second. 3-0 count on Pena. He's not really in a situation where he has to swing at all. 3-0. Fastball up and away, ball four. And Luis Pena gets his second walk of the game. One on, one out for Eric Bitonti. So Matias Lacombe walks his second batter of the game. He does have three strikeouts through two and a third currently. Been an impressive showing for the Frenchman tonight. Carlton Perkins warming down the line. Assumingly, we'll see his night come to an end soon. Matanti digs in. First pitch, runner goes. And they said it's a live ball. Stolen base for Pena. It's a 1-0 count on Eric Matanti at the plate. Pitch from Lacombe was a smidge low. So Pena swipes second, runner in scoring position for the Mudcats. 1-0 from Lacombe. Just misses inside, almost hits Bitonti in the leg. It's 2-0. Lacombe, no question about it, a competitor. You can see that he's definitely one of those guys that pitches with a chip on his shoulder. 2-0 to Bitonti. Swinging a weakly tapped ground ball down the first baseline. It's 2-1. Pena's at second, bottom of the sixth. One down. Ballers lead 4-3. Tomorrow, game five of the six-game set at 5 o'clock, and then a 1 o'clock first pitch on Sunday. Final game of the Cannonballers and Mudcats saga. For the Mudcats, move to Wilson to become the Wilson Warbirds. 2-1 count with one down. Lacombe's pitch, swing and a miss. Change up, fooled the lefty pad of Bitonti. Two balls and two strikes. Bitonti 1-for-2 in a two-run home run in the first. Lacombe kicks 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Looked like a change up off the arm of Lacombe. And Bitonti has another strikeout on the board. Lacombe now four strikeouts through 2 2/3. That one two down. Tyler Rodriguez digs in. Four Ks for Lacombe. One on, 2 outs for Tyler Rodriguez, who's 0-for-2. Carlton Perkins warming down the line in right for Kannapolis. Assumingly, we'll take things over in the seventh and beyond. First pitch to Rodriguez. Breaking ball, outside edge. Nothing and one. Tyler Rodriguez playing left field tonight. Two games in a row, he's reached base. 0-1. Fastball, just a bit off the plate, 1-1. Pena's at second. Bottom of the sixth. Canapolis up 4-3. They need 10 outs to pick up their first win of the week. 1-1 count with two outs. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Big swing from Rodriguez and no dice. 1-2. Tyler Rodriguez at the plate with a runner on second. Been a very close ball game tonight. Both sides have been able to break through, but it's Canapolis who's had way more offense. 8-3 on the hits. 1-2 in the way. Just a bit off the plate. Lacombe now has to work with a 2-2 count against Tyler Rodriguez. When Canapolis has double-digit hits, they're 18-6. They need two hits to get to that mark for essentially a 75% chance at a win. Rodriguez in the box. Time called. Pitch clock violation on the pitcher, Lacombe. So the count runs full on Tyler Rodriguez. Lacombe having to deal with that pitch clock here in Zebulon. Pitch clock operator up here changes the tides of the game. Full count. Payoff pitch. Ground ball to third. Backhand effort. Arcy Hernandez. Throw across the diamond. On a laser. It's in time for the out. Beautiful throw from Arcy Hernandez at the hot corner. And it saves more offense. And the Ballers hold on to a 4-3 lead. Back through to baseball we go at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. The Ballers with a 4-3 lead. We'll be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network live at Five County Stadium, Zebulon, North Carolina.
Official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really, chosen significant other is what we prefer. Of Minor League Baseball.
All right, fans, tonight's hero of the game is Bill Lindsay. He has been a firefighter for almost 24 years and is from Nashville, North Carolina. He receives a one-of-a-kind hero of the game hat and pack of Mudcats tickets. Thank you for everything you do, Bill. Wednesdays are for winning. If the Mudcats win any Wednesday home game this season, the fans in attendance can bring their ticket for that game back to Five County Stadium and redeem it for any game the rest of the 2025 season. Kiss one another, die for each other, we're cool for the summer.
Arcy Hernandez, George Wolko, Rony Hernandez at the plate here against Griffin Tobias for another inning for the right-hander. First pitch to Arcy, misses outside for ball one. Arcy Hernandez 0-2 with a walk in this game. Tobias is 1-0 on the inside edge. One ball and one strike. 1-1 count on Arcy Hernandez. Ballers with a 4-3 lead, out hitting Carolina 8-3. The 1-1. Popped up into shallow center. Made backtracking, coming in though, Anderson from center. And he makes the catch for the out. F8. It can't be a pop out to an outfielder. Little fun fact for you if you're still newer to scoring baseball. It's impossible to do a P8, P7, P9. Has to be a fly out in the book. So one down, George Wolko digs in. Canapolis has definitely found some luck from Wolko at the plate today. 2-3. First pitch skips in, or did it? Nope, it hit the lower edge. Called strike, nothing and one. Again, our vantage point here in Zebulon, it's very high up. So everything looks like it's being spiked into the dirt. 0-1, swinging a tapped ground ball foul down the first baseline. Wolko quickly behind, nothing and two. Wolko in the box, Tobias Wines, 0-2. Hard hit liner towards right field, a Bargwin makes the play. And it makes the catch for the out. There's the second out of the inning. So two down, nobody on base for Ronnie Hernandez. Well hit ball from Wolko, who definitely got all of that one. Now Ronnie Hernandez gets a crack again at Griffin Tobias, who's allowed two runs. First pitch, fastball just a bit outside, 1-0. 2 down for Ronnie Hernandez. Today a single, a ground out, and a line out. First pitch, this low one inside. Second pitch does the same thing. It's 2-0. No arms warming for Carolina. 2-0 from Tobias. Misses low one inside. 3-0 on Ronnie Hernandez, the backstop. Caleb Bonnemer awaiting on deck. Hernandez does not even need to think about swinging here. He'll put the bat on the shoulder. He'll take the 3-0, and it's off the plate for ball four. So Ronnie Hernandez will reach on a two-out free pass. Bonnemer gets a turn here in this seventh inning. Ballers the 4-3 lead.
Next up, number 18, Caleb Bonnemer.
Looks like the lefty, Bjorn Johnson, is going to get up tossing again down the line for Carolina. Bonnemer digs in. Double, walk, and a single. First pitch of the at-bat from Tobias. In there for a strike, nothing and one. Bonnemer 2-for-2 with the walk. One of two ballers of the multi-head game, him and George Wolko. 0-1. This is low and inside. One ball and one strike. Hernandez at first, top of the seventh. Bonnemer digs in and it'll come set. Tobias Wines 1-1. This one inside and gets by the catcher Ordonez. Ronnie Hernandez breaks for second. It's a wild pitch from Griffin Tobias. It puts a runner in scoring position. 2-1 count, two outs, top of the seventh. Tobias north of 50 pitches now. He's at 61. Bonnemer digs in. 2-1 from Tobias. Swinging a ground ball towards third. Played by Holguin in the throw to first. In time for the out. 5-3 on the ground out. Bonnemer is out number three. And it's time to stretch here at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Ballers of the 4-3 lead. We'll be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network here in Zebulon.
It's time to show Mudcats team spirit. Everyone on the third base side, you are Mud. Everyone on the first base side, you are Cats. People in the middle, just pick a side. Let's hear it loud. Mud! Cats! Mud! Cats! Keep it going. Fans.
New arm on the hill for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Carlton Perkins, 6 foot, 380-pound, 22-year-old. First pitch is a fastball right down Broadway at 95. Reese Walling checks, swings on it. It's nothing and one. Walling, Emargwin, and Holguin. A one from Perkins. Fastball again at 93. Low one inside. One ball and one strike on Reese Walling. Walling 0 for 2 today. 137 of the batting average now. Perkins winds 1-1. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. 1-2. Reese Walling 0 for 2 today with two strikeouts. Matthias Lacombe's first couple innings as a baller complete. An impressive showing, that's for sure. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. At the plate, he struck him out. Reese Walling down on strikes for the third time today. Carlton Perkins has his first K. Now with one down, it's Pedro Emargwin. 3 innings for Matthias Lacombe on the hill. 4 strikeouts. No hits, no runs, and 2 walks. Very impressive showing from Matthias Lacombe in this game. Time called. It's a pitch clock violation on Pedro Emargwin. So it's an 0-1 count to start the at-bat. Emargwin late getting into the box against Carlton Perkins. Perkins 4-2, a 3.90 ERA. 0-1, inside edge, nothing and two. Carlton Perkins' last appearance on the 19th of July against Columbia. 1 inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. 0-2, and it's a swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another strikeout for Perkins. That's the 10th strikeout of the game for Kannapolis on the hill. 2 outs, nobody on for Harry Holguin. Harry Holguin. 2 outs, nobody on. First pitch. Low and inside for ball one. Holguin 0 for 1 with a walk last time up. He lined out in the second inning to the third baseman, Arxie Hernandez. 1-0 from Perkins. Just misses outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Assumingly, Bjorn Johnson will take over in the eighth and beyond for the Mudcats on the hill. Perkins, the third pitcher of the night for Kannapolis. The 2-0. Inside corner, 2-1. Two-one count with 2 outs. Perkins will work from the line. Pitch on the way. Fastball just misses off the plate. 3-1. Holguin from San Francisco de Macorís, Dominican Republic. Spent last year in the Complex League for the Brewers. Hitters count 3-1. The pitch is outside for ball four. It's a 2-out walk of Harry Holguin. So now 1 on and 2 outs for Edgardo Ordóñez. So Edgardo Ordóñez gets a turn against Carlton Perkins. Before things get hairy in that heat of the order for the Mudcats. First pitch, Wilson skips by Hernandez, and up to second goes Holguin on the wild pitch. So the Mudcats, the tying run at second base. 2 outs in the bottom of the seventh. Kannapolis up 4-3. Looking to hold on to this one-run lead. One 0 count on Ordóñez with Perkins on the hill. He'll come set. Long look at second. 1-0. Fastball inside edge. 1-1. Perkins, a 15th rounder in 2023 and of County Community College, native of Kansas City, Missouri. Perkins had about a month or so where he was not an active arm on the hill for Kannapolis. He never made the injured list, but it took about a month to work through an injury that he never hit the injured list for. 1-1 count with 2 outs. Perkins offers the 1-1, a ground ball through the gap into left field, base hit. Giving the wave home, Holguin, and that'll score the tying run. Edgardo Ordonez has tied this game in the bottom half of the seventh. It's an RBI single that makes it a 4-4 game in the bottom half of the seventh. 4-4, two outs and a runner on for Jose Anderson. Anderson 0-2. Line out and a flyout in relief of Braylon Payne, who was removed in that first inning. First pitch from Perkins, misses outside. One ball and no strikes on Jose Anderson. Anderson, a top 30 prospect in the Brewers organization. Sitting at number 29, he swings on the 1-0. It's popped up in the first base area. Grant Smith under it will make the catch for the out. That's a P3 in the book for Jose Anderson. That makes it the end of the seventh inning. Tie game entering the top of the eighth. We'll be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network live in Zebulon. Bjorn Johnson takes the hill for the Mudcats when we return.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
New arm of the hill, Bjorn Johnson on the hill. First pitch to Miguel Santos. Misses inside for ball one. Santos, Smith, and Nunez against Bjorn Johnson here in this top of the eighth inning. Johnson, 6'5", lefty from Seattle, Washington, is on the mound. 1-0 is a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Johnson at 6'5", 20 years of age, born January 11th of 2005. 12th rounder in 2023 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Spent last year in the Complex League. 1-1, Santos topspins a ground ball to third. Played by Holguin. And the throw to first. Pulled Walling off the bag, but he's able to get back in. And that's a ground out for Miguel Santos. 5-3. One down, it's Grant Smith digging in.
Now batting number 9, Grant Smith.
Grant Smith, a ground out, a strikeout, and a fielder's choice of been his night, 0-3. Bjorn Johnson on the hill for the third time pitcher of the night for the Carolina Mudcats. And a native of Seattle, Washington, the Pacific Northwest. First pitch to Smith, misses up and away for ball one. Bjorn Johnson last time out, 3 2/3, no runs on two hits. He hasn't allowed a run in some time. 1-0, swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Johnson hasn't had a walk since the 5th of July. Here in the win last time out, 3 2/3 against Delmarva. 1-1, Smith gets a piece of it, fouled back, 1-2. Kannapolis at 11-16 in the second half of the season. The Mudcats are a league-high 18-7. The 1-2. Fastball up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Grant Smith, one of only three ballers without a hit tonight. Eight hits for the Kannapolis Cannon Ballers. Johnson from the windup. 2-2. Fastball well up and away. Sailed out of the arm of Bjorn Johnson. 3-2. Johnson was a commit to Auburn before being drafted by the Brewers. He played in the MLB Draft League for the Trenton Thunder. Full count, payoff pitch to Smith, swing and a miss. Fastball outside edge. Smith went chasing. He's now 0 for 4. Two outs in this top of the eighth inning. Abraham Nunez digs in. Final line for Griffin Tobias. Three innings, two runs on four hits, two walks and three strikeouts. Johnson becomes the third pitcher of the night for the Mudcats. Third baseman Holguin playing in for the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch to Nunez, up and in for ball one. Almost hit Nunez, the lefty bat, 1-0. Johnson on the third base side of the rubber, toes and offers the 1-0. Fastball, low one outside. Two balls and no strikes on Abraham Nunez. One for two tonight with a walk last time up. He singled in the third, came around to score. 2-0 pitch from Johnson, swinging a looping pop-up toward third. Backhand effort by Holguin. Thanks the catch on a jog for the out, P5 for out number three. 1-2-3, down go the ballers in order. Bottom of the eighth, Made Pena-Batanti due up against Carlton Perkins. We come back in the Ballers Baseball Network live in Zebulon.
Super 8 by Wyndham is your companion for road trips and away games all summer long. You can also earn Wyndham Rewards points at qualified Super 8 stays and redeem your points for MILB tickets and experiences, free home, hotel nights, and more. Rest up for the big game with Super 8 by Wyndham. For more information, visit super8.com and book your next stay. Here in the bottom of the eighth, number 12, Jesus Lade.
Jesus Made leads it off top of the eighth inning. First pitch from Carlton Perkins just misses off the plate for ball one. Made Pena-Batanti due up. It's a dangerous 3-2 up for the Mudcats in this bottom of the eighth. 1-0 from Perkins has sprayed down the line foul, and the count is one ball and one strike on Jesus Made. Made today, two hard hit balls up the middle, a single and an error. Strikeout his first time up against Reyes. 1-1. Ground ball through and into left base hit. Jesus Made with his third basically rope into the outfield about a foot off the ground. So one on, nobody out for Luis Pena. Made with his second hit of the game. Luis Pena in the box. Two walks and a ground out on the night. So he's 0 for 1. Made on base yet again. Time called as Made Trying to get set so he can run the bases. Pena, the batter, due up. As mentioned, 0 for 1 with a walk in two different plate appearances. Perkins sent first pitch. Fastball, low and inside for ball one. The score is 4-4. Kannapolis out hitting Carolina 8-5. Their offense has stalled a little bit over these last two frames. 1-0, a snap throw to first. Mate back in safely. Luis Pena, himself a top 50 prospect in baseball. This 3-2 up for the Mudcats in the bottom of the eighth is a dangerous three. It might be the best three in the Carolina League. 1-0, a looping fly ball into right. Wolko will field. The throw goes to third. It's just off the mark. Mate slides in at third, and he's safe. Pena up to second. He'll get credit likely for the single, and then the throw to third means he takes second base. So now the Mudcats, with back-to-back base hits, have two on and nobody out. Eric Patonti, the power bat, digs in. Good awareness from Mate to take that extra base. Wolko got to it in a good manner, but probably could have hustled a little more down into the shallow right field area. And now Eric Patonti, tall lefty power bat, digs in. And now Carolina is going to see Patonti walked intentionally. So an intentional walk of Patonti loads the bases with nobody out. I don't hate the decision. Nobody out, bases loaded. Tyler Rodriguez digs in. So now primary objective if you're Kannapolis is protect the plate. Tyler Rodriguez digs in, 0 for 3, a ground out and a fly out. First pitch misses inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes from Tyler Rodriguez. Big spot here for the Mudcats and for the Cannonballers. This could make or break the game here. Infield in. Perkins set, 1-0 to Rodriguez. Swing and a little half-hearted grounder on a swinging bunt. Perkins fields the throw home, and it's in and out of the glove of Hernandez. Mate scores on the play. Pena to third, Patonti to second. A great effort from Carlton Perkins, but the little flip out of the glove just out of the reach of Ronnie Hernandez. And Mate scores. Fielder's choice puts Rodriguez at first base. The Mudcats have taken a 5-4 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Reese Walling now digs in. Base is loaded with still nobody out. Mudcats have an opportunity to make this out of reach for the ballers. Perkins on the hill. First pitch. Fastball right down the middle for strike one. Walling has looked lost to the plate. 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts tonight. 2 swinging, 1 looking. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nothing in 2. Reese Walling. No dice on the heavy swing. 21 years of age at 6'6". Walling batting just 136. 0-2 count. Base is juiced. Perkins said, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Big strikeout for Carlton Perkins. Walling now with a golden sombrero. 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts. 3 strikeouts for Perkins. And now Pedro Ibarguen digs in. Bases loaded, one down. Pedro Ibarguen gets another crack against Carlton Perkins. First time up, Ibarguen struck out against the right-hander. One down. First pitch from the right-hander and just misses low and inside. 1-0. Good energy from the crowd tonight here in Carolina. Mudcats with a 5-4 lead in the bottom of the eighth. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ibarguen thought about sending that one up to Youngsville. No contact made. It's 1-1. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock first pitch. Caleb Sophie gets the start for the Ballers. Ricardo Breezuela gets the start Sunday for a 1 o'clock first pitch. One ball and two strikes the count. Perkins' pitch foul tipped by Yabarguin. No arms warming in either pen. Bjorn Johnson assumingly will have the ninth for Carolina to try to lock in the win. It'd be the fourth win for Carolina this week and eighth in a row. Ballers trying to avoid their fourth straight loss. The 1-2. Some roped foul down the first baseline. One ball and two strikes. Still on a Pedro Ibargüen. Ibargüen 0-for-3 on the night. Holguin is awaiting on deck. 1-2. Inside for a ball. 2-2. Harry Holguin awaiting his turn against Perkins should this inning continue to that level. A ground ball here gets the ballers out of the inning, at least potentially. Perkins winds 2-2. Fouled off. Got just a piece of it. Ibargüen making this one an at-bat. Seventh pitch of the AP coming up for the Mudcats. Right fielder in the seventh spot of the order. 2-2 count with one down. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses low and inside. Full count at 3-2. Full count with one down. Carolina with a 5-4 lead. Perkins' pitch, swing, and a foul tip. Ibargüen's at bat has been a very long one. Ninth pitch of the at bat coming up. Pena at third, Batanti at second, Rodriguez at first. Payoff pitch from Perkins. Fastball, just a bit outside for ball four, and that'll walk a run home. Pena scores. Batanti to third, Rodriguez to second, and Ibargüen walks the bases loaded. And it's now 6-4, Carolina. One down, bottom of the eighth inning, and in steps the next batter, Harry Holguin. So Holguin digs in, but out comes Jacob Doris. He's going to come chat with Carlton Perkins. Well, Holguin has a chance to break this one completely wide open. It's a two-run game, bottom of the eighth inning. Kannapolis out-hitting Carolina 8-6. Ballers seem to have just hit a wall here in this bottom of the eighth where it's just not gone their way. There's a right-hander up tossing down the line for Kannapolis. Looks like Blake Shepherdson. Hard-throwing right-hander getting loose. Harry Holguin. Harry Holguin to the box. One down, bases juiced. Perkins with a deep breath. Here's the first pitch. Fastball, low one outside. One ball, but no strikes. Well, if you're Carolina, the emphasis here has to be just put a ball in play. 1-0 on the way. Fastball just misses inside. 2-0. Perkins having trouble locating here in this bottom of the eighth inning. A couple of singles, I'm sure, spooked him from Mate and Pena. There's been no luck as this one runs in and hits Holguin, and that'll score another run. Batanti scores, Rodriguez to third. Ibargüen to second, and Holguin takes his base on the HBP. Hit by pitch, means base is loaded, one out. Nine-hole batter Edgardo Ordonez digs in. 7-4, Carolina now on top. They've scored three in this bottom of the eighth inning after tying into the bottom of the seventh. Perkins set on the hill. First pitch. Fly ball at a center field. Nunez trailing towards left center. Makes the catch for the out. Runners at second and third will tag. Throw goes to third. And the runner at third is nabbed by a mile. A Barguin out on a 8-5 for the out. The runner does score at home. They're saying he did not score in time. And Nick Stanley, the manager for Carolina, not a fan of the call. So the double play thwarts another run. The Ballers down big entering the top of the ninth. And they'll look to make a comeback. On your return to the Ballers Baseball Network, it's at least a three-run game, maybe a four. We'll check on that and get you the details in just a moment.
PGA Tour quality lawns for as little as a dollar a day.
Where are we playing next?
Get started at truegreen.com.
Fans, we would like to give a special shout-out to our friends from Sweeter Life Ministries. They are joining us tonight up in suite number 8. The homestand with the Kannapolis Cannonballers and Heroes Weekend continues tomorrow. Tomorrow is Military Appreciation Night. Discount tickets for first responders, military, teachers, and their families. Heroes Weekend is sponsored by 94.7 QDR. Tomorrow is also Local Heroes Jersey Giveaway. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a Mudcats Local Heroes jersey presented by Smash Masters. Show up early because they will go fast while supplies last. For more information or to purchase your tickets, call 919-269-2287 or visit us at carolinamudcats.com. Leading off for Kannapolis in the top of the ninth, number 4, Nathan Archer.
Top of the order, due up for the Ballers. Top of the ninth, Nathan Archer digs in. First pitch from the lefty, Bjorn Johnson catches the zone. Nothing in one. Archer, Sprinkle, and Rony Hernandez due up here in this the top half of the ninth. Bjorn Johnson on the hill looking for what would be the final three outs of the game. 0-1, a swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Kannapolis down 7-4 after they had a lead at one point in this game. They were up 4-3 after six innings. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Archer goes down on strikes. Bjorn Johnson has the strikeout. And that sends us with one down. Two up is Jordan Sprinkle. Second strikeout of the night for Bjorn Johnson.
Next up, number 8, Jordan Sprinkle.
Jordan Sprinkle, a strikeout last time up. A single, a ground out, and a strikeout other than that. So 1-for-4 on his night as designated hitter here in Zebulon. Top of the ninth, one down, pitch on the way. Fastball outside edge, nothing in one. A one count on Sprinkle. Pitch on the way from Johnson, swinging a foul tip. Just got the edge of the bat from Jordan Sprinkle. Nothing in two. Arxie Hernandez awaiting on deck. Kannapolis still out hitting Carolina 8-6. And they will do so regardless of tonight. 0-2 misses low and inside. 1-2 on Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle and now 5 games in a row reaching base. And a spot here. Just needs to get on base and start something for the Ballers. 1-2. Low and inside. Count works to 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Johnson's pitch. Low and inside. Count runs full. So a full count with one down. Arxie Hernandez awaiting his turn. Payoff pitch. Low and inside, ball 4. Sprinkle gets on base in this ninth inning, and the Ballers won't go down without a fight. So Arxie Hernandez gets a crack with one down against the lefty Bjorn Johnson. Arxie Hernandez with a flyout, a walk, and two other flyouts. He's put the ball in the air three times in this game. So looking for his first hit against the lefty pitcher in his time here with the Ballers this week. First pitch misses low and inside. It's 1-0. 5 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. 1 o'clock first pitch on Sunday. And the Ballers head back home. First time in some time they've arrived back at home. 1-0. Fastball outside edge. 1-1. Ball and a strike on Arxie Hernandez. 0-for-3 with a walk. Sprinkle on base can take off. 1-1. Fastball upstairs. It's 2-1. Sprinkle definitely can steal a base if needed. 26 in 30 tries this year. 2-1 the count. Johnson's pitch. Swing and a miss. Arxie behind on the fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Everybody clap your hands.
Johnson set on the hill. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kannapolis down 7-4. Johnson's 2-2. Fastball up and away. Arxie works the count full after falling behind 2-2. Suddenly shows a little patience and it's paid off. George Wolko on deck. So if Arxie gets on base, one swing of the bat could change everything. Payoff pitch to Arxie. Low and inside, ball 4, and we'll get just that. George Wolko, who's been Kannapolis's hottest bat tonight, we'll get a chance with 2 on and 1 out in the top of the ninth inning. So 1 down, here comes Blake Nation to chat with Bjorn Johnson in the infield. Sprinkle at second. Arxie Hernandez is at first. One down for Wolko, 2-for-4 with an RBI. That was back in the third inning. He also was doubled tonight. Scored a run in this game as well back in the sixth.
Next up, number 24, George Wolko.
Wolko, 2-for-4. 2 on, 1 out. Against lefties this year, Wolko batting 217. Actually better against lefties. Then righties, he swings and lifts one. High in the air into right field. Looking up, Ibargwin reaches. And no catch made. It's a 3-run shot. George Wolko with one swing of the bat has tied this game in the top of the ninth. And the Ballers aren't done yet. It's a tie game, 7-7 here at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. George Wolko with his 10th home run of the season. It's a wall scraper in the left, but he got it just over that about 8-foot-tall wall down the right field line, and the Ballers have knotted this game in the top of the ninth, 7-7. Rony Hernandez digs in. A 3-run blast for George Wolko has knotted this game at 7. Johnson's first pitch to Hernandez misses outside. It's 1-0. A 3-hit night for King George Wolko. And we're tied at 7. What a game we've seen tonight. 1-0 to Rony Hernandez. Fastball down the middle. 1-1. Hernandez 1-for-3 tonight. He's walked and scored a run as well. You had the feeling if Wolko stepped to the plate, he was going to get a chance to make an impact, and that he did. 1-1, a ground ball to short. Backhand effort, Mate, and a throw in a first. In time for the out. 6-3 on the ground out. Hernandez is out number 2 of the inning. Now Caleb Bonimer digs in. Bonnemer, another multi-hit game for him. 2-for-3 with a double, a walk, and an RBI. First pitch from Johnson. Fastball right down the middle. Strike one. Bonnemer against lefties in this season, batting 279. A one. Swing and a miss. Thought about sending that one up to Wake Forest. Instead, he falls behind. Nothing and two. Bonnemer with a very good showing tonight after the rest of this week has been a bit of a rough one. Bonnemer in the box. Johnson sent. 0-2 on the way. This one misses inside. Almost hits Caleb Bonnemer. It's 1-2. Just the second home run of the year for George Wolko against a lefty pitcher. Right when the ballers need him, Wolko shows up. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs, and Johnson got Bonnemer to chase. So it's a tie game entering the bottom of the ninth inning. Kannapolis will go to the bullpen and try to keep it a knotted game. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Live at Five County Stadium, George Wolko's three-run homer sends us into the bottom of the ninth, tied at 7. Bottom of the ninth inning, tied at 7. Anderson, Mate, and Pena do up against Joseph Yavor on the hill for Kannapolis. 6-foot, 175-pound right-hander. Time called at home by Dakota Kilgore. Reginald Webb confused about the call as well. So we'll see what the ruling is here. It's one ball, no strikes on Jose Anderson as they called a pitch clock violation on the catcher for not being set to start the inning in time, which is an odd one. Haven't seen that one too much. So the umpire's having a chat about this one. They're going to say no pitch and a 1-0 count. Tony Hernandez confused about the call. They waved it off. So they waved it off. Fresh count on Jose Anderson. So no harm, no foul. Yavor on the hill. Anderson in the box. First pitch. Swinging a foul tip. Just off the end of the bat. Nothing and one. Yavor, a Rule 5 selection in 2024 by the White Sox out of La Guayra, Venezuela. Spent last year as high as the St. Lucie Mets down in the Florida State League. 0-1 to Anderson. Fastball outside. One ball and one strike. Again, very dangerous bats to follow here. Mate and Pena. All also due up in this bottom of the ninth. 7-7. We're only here because George Wolko hit a three-run homer in the top of the ninth to tie things up. 1-1. Breaking ball fooled Anderson, at least buckled the knees, and Yabor gets ahead 1-2. Yabor is 1-1, a 3.50 ERA. He hasn't allowed a run since the 5th of July at Hickory. His last three outings, three innings, one hit, and seven strikeouts. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch to Anderson. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Breaking ball fooled him, and Joseph Yabor has his first K of this bottom of the ninth inning. One down, and in steps Jesus Made. Jesus Made, number 8 prospect in baseball, number 1 in the Brewers organization. Look to kickstart some offense for the Mudcats with one down. Here's the pitch from Yabor. Fastball right down Broadway at 97 from the right-hander. Nothing in one. Yabor in 18 innings, 9 hits, 28 strikeouts. He's a high strikeout guy. Opponents are batting just 148 against Joseph Yabor. 0-1 to Made. Another fastball. That one dots the edge. Made doesn't like the call. It's nothing in two. What a pitch from Joseph Yabor. I mean, just absolutely paints that outside edge with the fastball. It's got a little arm side run as well, running away from the lefty. Made at the plate. Yabor set on the hill. He'll kick it off for the 0-2. Fastball, that's low, and it scoots by the catcher, Ronnie Hernandez. It's 1-2. Made is one of two players on the Mudcats roster who was born in 2007. I'm feeling pretty old. That's crazy to see a 2007 birth date already in single-A baseball. 1-2. Made takes fastball upstairs in the zone, though, and they called it a strikeout. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Yabor, two batters faced and two strikeouts. How about it? Joseph Yabor's come in and kept the Mudcats at bay. Two down for Luis Pena. Now Pena, of course, a dangerous bat. He's batting 317 on the year with 52 RBI. First pitch from Yabor. Fastball just a bit outside. 1-0 on Luis Pena. Number 3 prospect in the Brewers organization. Tonight, two walks, a single, and a ground into a double play. 1-0 from Yabor. Little pop up in the infield. Arcy Hernandez will trail in, and he makes the catch in foul ground and makes the grab for the out, a P5, and Joseph Yabor does exactly what the ballers needed. It's 3 up and 3 down for the Mudcats, and we're going extras here in the top of the 10th at 5 County Stadium in Zebulon. We'll have that top of the 10th when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Zebulon. Bonnemer will be the placed runner at second base, and the Ballers will look to pick up their first win of the week.
Leading off for Canapolis in the top of the 10th, number 6, Miguel Santos.
Bjorn Johnson on the hill. Miguel Santos at the plate. Caleb Bonner placed at second base. Corners playing in top of the 10th. Tied at 7. The baller is looking for their first win of the week against the Mudcats. Santos shows a bunt, pulls it back. The breaking ball's down the middle. Nothing in one. So the corner's in. It's a prototype bunt scenario for Miguel Santos, a guy that's 0 for 3 with a strikeout tonight. Trying to move the runner Bonner up to third base. Corners in. Santos shows bunt. 0-1. Gets the bunt down, but it lands foul. It's nothing in two. Santos 0 for 3 yesterday. Tonight is 0 for 4. The Ballers are in another extra inning contest. Their record in extras, not great. Kannapolis in extra innings this year. 2-6. 0-2. Santos swings and puts a ball in play. It's just foul, and it lands in the seats. Still nothing in two. Compare that with Carolina's record in extra innings. The Mudcats, in this very scenario, have seemed to have found some life. Santos takes the 0-2. This one up and away. In extra innings, the Mudcats are 3-2 at home, 3-1 on the road. Overall, they're 6-3. 1-2 to Santos. Low one inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. What you don't want to do here, transparently, if you're Miguel Santos, you don't necessarily want to take the walk here. Now let's set up the force out at any base out in the field. Which, of course, would be a scenario where Carolina would like to see themselves. 2-2, a swing and a miss at the plate. It's a strikeout. Miguel Santos down as the first out. It's the fourth strikeout for Bjorn Johnson on the night. One down for Grant Smith. So Bjorn Johnson with 4 strikeouts. Runner on second with 1 down. Smith is 0 for 4. Reached on a fielder's choice in the 6th. Other than that, has struck out twice. And grounded into a play by Mate at short. 0-1 the count as he fouls off the first pitch he sees. Still a toasty one here at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Ballers in a scenario here trying to get their 3rd extra innings win of the year. 0-1. This one sails by Ordonez, the catcher, and up to third goes Bonner. So the Ballers get the gift they've been looking for in this top of the 10th. Bonner takes the bag at third on what is a very errant wild pitch from Bjorn Johnson. There's no arms tossing for Carolina in the pen. I would assume that would change soon. Johnson's at 42 pitches. One ball and one strike on Grant Smith. Looking for his second hit as a baller. Batting just 0-59 at this point. 4 strikeouts, 1 hit. His only hit came earlier this week. It was against a right-handed bat. Infield in with 1 down. Bonner at 3rd has some speed. Ball in play. Plankley scores the run for Grant Smith. 1-1 from Johnson. This one is inside. It almost gets by Ordonez. Ooh, that was close. 2-1. Carolina's bullpen still very quiet. It's top of the 10th inning. Johnson is at 2 1/3 innings at the moment. Johnson towing the slab of the third base side of the rubber. 2-1. Inside for ball 3. Same scenario here. You don't necessarily want a walk if you're Grant Smith, as it would set up a double play, which would thwart the run at third base from scoring on the board if it's a double play. Hitters count 3-1. Here's the pitch. Right down the middle for a called strike on a breaking ball, 3-2. Bjorn Johnson, just the 3rd pitcher of the night for Carolina. Torres, Tobias, and now Johnson. Full count, one out. Payoff pitch to Smith. Ground ball through in the right field. Base hit. Grant Smith with his first hit of the week. And the Ballers take an 8-7 lead in the top of the 10th inning. It's their first lead since the 6th inning here at Five County Stadium. One on, one out. Runner on first, Abraham Nunez, two up.
Now batting number 22, Abraham Nunez.
Grant Smith, RBI single. Gives Kannapolis an 8-7 lead. It's an unearned run, of course, as Bonnemer was the place runner to start this 10th. Johnson's first pitch to Nunez. Fastball inside edge, nothing and one. The Mudcats, next inning, they'll have Pena placed at second, Batanti, Rodriguez, and Walling. 0-1 from Johnson. Nunez loops a little fly ball in the left. Base hit. It falls behind Mate at short. And Abraham Nunez continues the inning. It's another base hit for Kannapolis. 2-1, one out. And now top of the order, Nathan Archer digs in. 11 hits now for Kannapolis. 8 runs on 11 hits. A combined 17 hits between these two sides. Johnson on the hill, now just shy of 50 pitches. His first pitch to Archer nibbles the corner, nothing and one. Archer tonight is 1-for-4. A walk in the third, a single in the fifth. Struggling against lefties, just 176. He grounds the 0-1 to second. Pena to second for one. Throwing a first, the throw pulls Walling, but he holds on. Play made at first for a 4-6-3 double play. Chad Pinder doesn't like the call at all. Darius Day, the bench coach and first base coach for Kannapolis, also really doesn't like the call. But nonetheless, 4-6-3 double play ends the inning and sends us to the bottom of the 10th. Kannapolis, 3 outs away from a victory. They'll look to hold the Mudcats off as Pena will be placed at second. And we come back in the Ballers Baseball Network live in Zebulon. Well, Eric Batanti at the plate. Luis Pena, the placed runner at second base. The Ballers 3 outs away from their first win of the week, and it would snap the Mudcats' winning streak here at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Batanti, no short thread at the plate. 6'5", power-hitting lefty bat. 1-for-3 with a home run in the first inning. Other than that, he's had a couple of strikeouts, and he drew a walk last time up. Yabor on the hill still. So we'll see how this one shapes out. First pitch, fastball, inside edge, nothing and one. Tonight's been one of those nights that you just love the game of baseball. 8-7, Kannapolis on top. 11 hits to 6. It's been a back-and-forth contest all evening here in Five County Stadium. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Batanti thought about sending that one out the yard, which would have ended us here in the game. Nonetheless, here we are. 0-2 count on Batanti. Pena at second base has some speed about him, that's for sure. 0-2 the count. Yabor on the hill. There's the pitch. Crown ball foul down the first baseline. Batanti with sharp contact, but it's foul. 0-2. Mudcats at risk of falling for the first time since July the 11th. It's been a long time since the Mudcats lost a game. Yabor sent on the hill, 0-2 count. Right-hander kicks and offers. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A huge strikeout of Eric Batanti. That's the third time he struck out tonight. One down, runner still at second for Tyler Rodriguez. Well, if you're Joseph Yabor, you got to breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief there. Batanti, of course, a menacing lefty power bat. And now Tyler Rodriguez and Reese Walling, at least tonight, have seemed more manageable. First pitch to Rodriguez, swing and a miss. A little bit of a wild swing from the righty bat, nothing in one. Rodriguez tonight, 0-4. Reached on a fielder's choice last time up. Two ground outs and a flyout as well for Tyler Rodriguez. A 1 from Yabor. Breaking ball, placed perfectly, nothing in two. 11-game on-base streak for Rodriguez back in the month of May. Signed as an international free agent by the Brewers in 2023. It's his big spot here in this top of the, excuse me, the bottom of the 10th inning. 0-2 count. Pena with a good lead over there. As now time called, and it's a balk on Yabor. So Pena is going to take third base on the play. That's a bit of a costly mistake from Yabor, as now basically any ball in play means it's going to be a tough out at home. Now Tyler Rodriguez with a chance to knock this game in the bottom of the 10th. Yabor on the hill. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A foul tip into the mitt of Rony Hernandez, and Tyler Rodriguez down on strikes. KFT. Yabor has been icy in the veins tonight. Four strikeouts for Yabor through an inning and two-thirds. Reese Walling, 0-4, four strikeouts. Can he get the platinum sombrero to finish this one up? First pitch, fastball up and away for ball one from Joseph Yabor. Reese Walling, of course, a power bat. He's got a couple of homers this year. 26 hits, batting just 135. Tying run is at third. Yabor comes set. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Change up, fooled Walling, and it's 1-1. You have to think, if you're Kannapolis and you end up with this win, this is a momentum shift. Not just for the series, but for the season. Yabor comes set. Pena's at third, the 1-1. Fastball, just a bit inside. Yabor wanted the call, but he gets a 2-1 count. Tonight's had it all. Offense from both sides, timely hitting, great pitching. Yabor needs two strikes to seal the deal. The 2-1, fastball. Check swing. Did he go? No, says Reginald Webb. Hitters count 3-1. A walk here is give or take. It doesn't necessarily hurt you. You have Pedro Ibarguen awaiting on deck. Hitters count 3-1 on Walling. Yabor set. Here's the pitch. Check swing on the breaking ball. Did he go around? No, says Reginald Webb. And we'll see ball four. Reese Walling gets the base for the first time in this game. So runners on the corners with two outs for Pedro Ibargüen. So Ibargüen, who's 0-for in this game, will face your boar as now Jacob Doris out to Chad. And we'll talk with the infield and his right-hander, Joseph Yabor. Yabor would get the win here. The loss would go to Bjorn Johnson. There'd be no save unless a new pitcher enters for Kannapolis. And it remains a lead for the ballers. The only way that happens is if it's a walk and then a change on the very next batter. There's nobody warming for Kannapolis, so that won't happen. Two outs on the corners for Pedro Ibargüen. Yabor's first pitch. Low one inside for a ball. It's 1-0. That breaking ball from Yabor just trying to nibble that inside edge on Pedro Ibargüen, but no such luck. Ibargüen tonight, a strikeout, a ground out, a strikeout, and a walk. Yabor's 1-0. Fastball up and in. Almost hits Ibargüen. It's 2-0. If Ibargüen's able to draw the walk, it would set up Harry Holguin in a do-or-die scenario. 2-0 from Yabor. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Slider fooled him. Yabor got a little bit of movement, and Ibargüen was way out in front of it. He was sitting fastball for sure. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Same pitch. And Yabor is one strike away from sealing the deal on, you have to think, one of the biggest wins of the year for Kannapolis. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Can the ballers finish up a come-from-behind victory? Yabor comes set. Playing with the clock, 2-2 runner goes. Fastball just a bit outside for ball three. Walling takes second base on the steal. It's kind of a give or take. I guess it doesn't really matter. Full count on Ibargüen. Walling gets the stolen base. Open base at first. So if you walk him, it's not the end of the world. Full count, two outs, bottom of the 10th. Pitch on the way. Fastball, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Comeback complete at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. It's an 8-7 win for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in 10 innings tonight here in Zebulon. What a ball game we saw tonight from the ballers all around. Timely pitching, timely hitting. Talk about clutch. The ballers get their first win of the week. They snap the Mudcats winning streak, and that's going to send us into our postgame show. We got to make it quick. They're going to shoot some fireworks off here in Zebulon. I'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers win, baby! Ballers win 8-7 in a thriller here in Zebulon. I'll be right back after this short break.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back, high atop Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. We got to catch our breaths after that one. Ballers win, baby! Ballers win 8-7 in 10 innings. It's just the third win of the year for the Ballers in extra innings. And tonight, the story of it all, the Ballers scoring four runs in the ninth and 10th inning in the combined for four runs and come from behind to win in a final score of 8-7 over the Carolina Mudcats. They out-hit Carolina 11-6 in this game. Joseph Yabor gets the win, 2-1 on the season. Bjorn Johnson has dealt the loss, 8-3 now on the year. Kannapolis with a big-time night from George Wolko. 3-for-5 with 4 RBI. His 10th homer of the season gave Kannapolis the tie in that ninth inning. A three-run blast makes it 7-7 and sends us to extras. And then Joseph Yabor gets the job done in that ninth and 10th. Two innings, no runs, no hits, one walk, and five strikeouts, a season high for Joseph Yabor in a thriller here in Zebulon, Five County Stadium. Bjorn Johnson's dealt the loss. Three innings, four runs on three hits, two walks, four strikeouts. Kannapolis found production all around. Wolko 3-for-5, 4 RBI, 1-for-4 with an RBI for Jordan Sprinkle. 2-for-4 with an RBI for Caleb Bonnemer, 1-for-5 Grant Smith with that RBI single. And that 10th inning gives Kannapolis the 8-7 lead. And then Abraham Nunez, multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with an RBI, a walk, and a strikeout. On the other side, Braylon Payne, 1-for-1, removed from the first inning of tonight's game. Hopefully, everything is okay with Mr. Braylon Payne. He was hit in the head with a throw from Caleb Bonnemer, trying to nab him over there at third base. Jesus Mate, 2-for-5. Luis Pena, 1-for-3. 1-for-4-9 for Eric Batanti. It was a two-run home run in the first inning that gave the Mudcats a handed lead in this contest. Eve Arguin gets an RBI. Holguin gets an RBI. And a 1-for-4-9 for Edgardo Ordonez with an RBI. The Mudcats put up a couple of runs for sure, but seven runs not enough as Kannapolis wins it tonight 8-7 here in Zebulon. Game five of the six-game stretch tomorrow, 5 o'clock first pitch here at Five County Stadium. It's the penultimate game for Kannapolis against the Mudcats this season, and at Five County Stadium overall. Again, these Mudcats moving to Zebulon next season. Final couple of games here for Kannapolis at the stadium. So we shift our attention tomorrow. 5 o'clock first pitch. It'll be Caleb Sophie getting the start for Kannapolis opposite of the right-hander Bryce Message on the hill for the Carolina Mudcats. And then again, 5 o'clock first pitch. We'll have the call for you tomorrow here on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's been such a pleasure to join you here tonight from Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Myself, Dan Elodie, my 300th broadcast as Voice of the Ballers, and I cannot express enough gratitude for everybody tuning in and enjoying a wonderful night of baseball as Kannapolis rattles off one of their biggest wins of the season. A come-from-behind 8-7 win in extra innings. They slay the demons of extra frames and pick up an 8-7 win here in Zebulon. It's a tough contest for sure, but the Ballers get the job done, and they now turn their attention to tomorrow night. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Until then, I'm Dan Elodie saying thank you for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby! Ballers win. Your final score tonight from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 8, and the Carolina Mudcats, 7. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Please drive home safe if you're on the road. We hope to see you tomorrow here on the broadcast. If you can drive the 2.5 hours up to Five County Stadium, come join us and cheer on the Ballers in Game 5 of the 6-game stretch. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Have a great one, everyone.